Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
He's imported foreign workers instead of hiring Americans at his country clubs and his resorts. He has cheated contractors. I take that personally. My father was a small businessman, and he got contracts. And if he'd showed up after having done all the work, printed the fabrics for the draperies that were going to be made, and told, as Trump told countless small businesses, I'm not going to pay you, I don't know what would have happened to our family, but I've met people who were destroyed by Donald Trump. So take a look at what he's done, not what he says.
Hillary Clinton saying that when you run for president, you need to be judged by what you have done. I'm so glad that she's saying that, because I so want to judge her by what she's done, right? Can I just share with you? I have a number of little stories that I just want to share with you about Hillary Clinton and things that she's done. By the way, welcome to the program. I'm Dana Lash. Now, today I'm broadcasting from our awesome Atlanta-based affiliate WSB, and I'm here in Atlanta. To sign copies of Flyover Nation, You Can't Run a Country You've Never Been To. You need to, if you're going to come out tonight, I would advise to arrive a little early. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. It's at the Lawrenceville Books a Million. No, I know, I get it, because everyone's saying Dana Lawrenceville. Actually, my proper Georgian friends have been saying it like this: Dana, Lawrenceville is not Atlanta. Not Atlanta, so don't confuse. I know that. But anyway, I'm going to be out there. It's like 40 minutes north of Atlanta, from what I understand. So I will be out there and looking forward to it. So that's why I'm here in Atlanta. And I just finished a delicious Cuban sandwich with extra pickles, and I'm ready to go, right? Are you guys ready to talk some meat and taters and, like, make fun of all the people that we don't like? I like to view our time together as we're a bunch of junior high girls lovingly sitting down at the cafeteria table and talking about all of the people who want to make decisions about running our lives. You know what I mean? So let's get started with this. First up, there are three stories that I'm actually watching right now. One has to do with the lovely woman that one has to do with the very nice presidential candidate that I had just, audio of which we just played for you. And she has been implicated even more with WikiLeaks and everything else. There is let me pull this up for you. It's live radio. She's been this, and I kind of went at this a little bit earlier today with the Moms Demand people, because all the gun control groups have endorsed her, right? Well, WikiLeaks had discovered that she took cash from and was the director of a company that did deals with ISIS. I mean, these are emails. The emails include information on her actually being involved with a group that armed jihadists. Documents obtained by several journalistic investigations. The Free Thought Project has a lot on this, and this is not like conspiracy stuff. This isn't anything like that. Although it's so crazy, I don't blame you if you were to think, gosh, this sounds awfully conspiracist, Dana, but I assure you it is not. The article reads in part, quote, documents obtained by several journalistic investigations reveal that LaFarge, this is the organization, by the way, which Hillary Clinton was a director of, they paid taxes to ISIS to operate its, to a terror group, to operate its cement plant in Syria. They even bought ISIS oil for years. This company, this organization, LaFarge, also has close ties to, of course, Hillary Clinton, because not only are they a regular donor to the Clinton Foundation, Clinton herself was a director of LaFarge, did legal work for them, and during her connection to this group, the firm was implicated in facilitating a CIA-backed covert arms export network to Saddam Hussein. So this group armed actually a lot of, I mean, helped arm Saddam Hussein. So I find it deliciously, my gosh, as delicious as my Cuban sandwich. I find it delicious that you have gun control groups that want to hold her up as some sort of icon of gun control. Yet here, she was the director of an organization that legit armed terror cells. Like, there's no, I'm not engaging in hyperbole, I am not fibbing, I'm not exaggerating, I'm not whatever synonym or whatever phrase that you want to substitute. It's the real deal. That's it. So this is one of the stories that we're following today. Here's the other thing that I wanted to throw in on, because there are a couple of things. First off, yesterday I mentioned how the ATF is now in trouble, because the ATF has been, it seems, stockpiling some information on lawful gun owners, right? We're going to have that story for you as well. The federal government, via Truth Revolt, also says that displaying the Gadsden flag. Now, you all remember the Gadsden flag is a military-authorized flag, that it's racist. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has decided that displaying the, quote, Don't Tread on Me Revolutionary War banner, a.k.a. the Gadsden flag, is to be considered racial harassment. This EEOC, Heat Street also wrote this. The EEOC received a complaint earlier this year from an employee of a federal government, a man who is black, who said that he was subjected to racial discrimination when a coworker showed up to work wearing a hat with the iconic insignia. The man stated that the logo was racially offensive because its designer, Christopher Gadsden, was a slave owner in 1775, and he was also upset that the flag was used to show by the Tea Party to show, quote, white resentment against blacks. So the EEOC, in this report, acknowledged that the flag did not originate with the Tea Party movement. It was created centuries ago in a non-racial context. However, and this is where it gets super califragilistic, expialidocious, stupid. However, the commission also found that the Gadsden flag could, quote, be interpreted to convey a racially tinged message in some context. Cited as an example, you know, the dumb stuff. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, in fact. So this seems to me, this is an infringement on First Amendment expression, because this is now, as Eugene Volokh had written over at Washington Post, that this ridiculous interpretation of harassment law where it concerns the Gadsden flag, this is a content-based, viewpoint-based speech restriction, specifically focusing on core political speech, which is a pretty huge compromise of the First Amendment. So they're actually legitimately treading on your free speech rights with this. It's a military-authorized flag. That's like saying, well, I don't like this, so I'm going to say that it's harassment. I would file a countersuit and say, this man and his grievances are harassing me. I feel harassed. Your identity politic grievances are harassing me. I'm triggered. Lo, thou shalt build for me a safe space, and in it I will thrive. That's the point to which we're getting right now. We are getting there. It's idiotic. Let's kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
We're going to go over some polling a little later, but I did find this interesting, and I've been watching a lot of the swing states polling, and I'm trying to It's still early. It's August. So that's my preface there. So the Clinton camp has paused its broadcast ads in Colorado and Virginia. The super PAC is pooling from all of Colorado, much of Virginia, and they're looking for new states now. Now, the reason that the Clinton camp is considering this are because of the latest poll numbers, which are very much in Clinton's favor. It seems when you are pulling out that you don't believe that it's as hotly contested as you believed when you were buying airtime.
We now go live to Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Once more with feeling here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball final game of the season. Game number 45 of 45. Your 45's 29-15, looking to finish the season winning two out of an even three. Starting pitcher tonight is going to be Blake Williams, his first start of the year. He's made 12 relief appearances here in 22 innings. He's allowed just five runs for a 2.01 ERA, 16 strikeouts against 10 walks. We'll get to the starting defense behind your 45s in just 1 minute here. I want to remind you that pregame festivities brought to you by Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions. Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Heat's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to all of our friends out there at Turtle Bay for sponsoring the pregame festivities here for all 45 games on KCNR this season, making baseball possible on the radio here on 1460. Mention your starter, Blake Williams. The defense behind him looks like this. In the squad tonight, catching him is going to be Reading native Zach Trueblood, former Enterprise Hornet. Infield looks like this. Jake Taylor over at third. Mickey Meinhofer at short. Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf at second base. Sean Sutton over there at first. Outfield left to right is Max Modeste, Chandler Anderson, and J.J. Hancock. DH tonight, D.J. Porter, who's had a strong finish to the season here in his last few games. Multiple hits in several games. He will bat sixth, but final game of the season here is going to be against the Shasta County Sun Devils, a local all-star team made up of high school seniors and a couple college freshmen here. Williams going to lead off the game, starting to Mitchell Menz here. Menz, a catcher. Watches the first one. One ball, no strikes. 45s beat the same Sun Devils two nights ago. That's a called strike on the outside corner. No, pardon me, outside. Two balls, no strikes now. 45s topped the Sun Devils 6-3 on Wednesday night. Menz went one for three in that game. This is a fly ball to right. Hancock makes the play, a fly out to number nine. And there's one out here. That'll bring up Dominic Tating. He'll be followed by Drew Battles, the shortstop. Tating, the center fielder tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is helping all of her clients with their real estate needs and finding their dream home. Check out MaryMcCurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you find that dream home, call John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 945-9660, for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s. 0-1 pitch is hit out to second base. Strong play over there at second by Ferguson to dive up the middle. But the throw is not going to be in time. Tating beats it out. So scored a one-out infield single, and Tating is the first base runner of the ball game. We mentioned Blake Williams. He's from Santa Rosa Community College. His 13th appearance, first start on the season, and why not? A 2.01 ERA and 22 and a third innings of relief. This is a snap throw over to first. Sutton applies the tag, but it is late. Runner is back. Drew battles the shortstop up with a runner on. First and one out here. He went 0 for 4 with a walk in the 45-6-3 victory on Wednesday. That's a slider on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 here. Fantastic crowd here tonight for the final game of the season. Capacity crowd, come down and join us. Every seat in the shade here at 7:15. First pitch. That's a called strike in the outside corner. Now it's 0-2 on battles. Williams in the stretch now gets a sign from the catcher Trueblood. The 0-2 pitch to battles. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball up and away. And he chases it. First strikeout of the game for Williams. 17th strikeout on the year for Williams. And that'll bring up Jordan Taylor. He's the starting pitcher tonight. Taylor takes one for a ball, 1-0. Taylor threw one inning of relief on Wednesday night. He's the starter here tonight. That's called strike in the outside corner. Good fastball from Williams at the knees. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1 from Williams. And he's going to step off. We'll line up and do it again here. Comes set now. He's ready. The 1-1. He's outside for ball 2-1 now. Williams, a native of Alturas, California, playing for the hometown 45s here. Two and 0 on the season, looking for his third win. That's a bit low there. It's going to be 3-1. Taylor, the cleanup man, your starting pitcher tonight. He'll be followed by Connor Flaherty. Left fielder is batting fifth, should the inning continue. 3-1 pitch is low and in, and they walked him. So Taylor draws the walk first and second now with two down. That'll bring up Flaherty.
Now that in from Mason College, left fielder number 21, Connor Flaherty. Connor is our beater tonight.
Two singles, two walks, and a strikeout. 2 for 3 on base, 4 times in 5 at-bats. 5 plate appearances, I should say, in that 6-3 loss on Wednesday. No need for the beer batter tonight, as all beers are a dollar off here at the final game of the season. Still in just the top of the first, come down and join us for the final 45s game of the season. Here against the Shasta County Sun Devils. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Good pitch there to Flaherty. In that game on Wednesday night, Flaherty started in left field, also pitched the 7th and 8th innings in relief. 0-1 pitch now. That's a slider and a good one on the outside corner. And a quick 0-2 now from Blake Williams. A perfect day for baseball here on Friday night, August 5th, 2016, our final game of the year. 0-2 pitch is down in the dirt. Trueblood catches it in the dirt, and a nice scoop, and the runner was about a third of the way over to third base. Had to scramble back. Trueblood snaps a throw in behind him, but he's able to get in there. Meinhofer applies the tag to no avail. It's 1-2 now. Righty-on-righty matchup here. 1-2 pitch to Flaherty. That's a foul ball out of play. We'll line up and do it again here. Crowd still streaming in here. And what is perhaps our biggest crowd of the year here. Everybody wanting to get in and see the 45s one last time here in 2016. Another 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip back to the screen. Just barely got a piece of it on a breaking ball. Williams gets the sign from Trueblood. Now he's ready. Here's another 1-2. That ball is again fouled out of play down the right side. Good battle here between Williams and Flaherty. He spoiled a couple tough pitches here on two strikes. Still a pitcher's count, 1-2. And it looks like that hit him right on the, tried to get inside. Didn't really look like Flaherty tried to move out of the way there, but he takes the free 90 feet. So hit by a pitch. Has loaded the bases here in the top of the first with two down. That'll bring up Foothill High School incoming senior Jordan Akins. He was a starting pitcher on Wednesday night. He'll be a senior out in Palisadro next year. He steps in here with the bases loaded and two down. He's the starting second baseman tonight. First pitch is fouled back to the screen here, 0-1. And I'm torn here as the 45s announcer. Of course, I want the 45s to be successful, but I'm also a Foothill alumni. So either way, it's going to be a little bittersweet at the end of this at bat. Here's an 0-1 pitch now. And that's a little bit outside, 1-1. Tating at third, Taylor at second, Flaherty at first for Jordan Akins here in the top of the first. Here's the 1-1 from Blake Williams. Swing and a miss on a fastball. A challenge fastball on 1-1. He swings right through it. It's 1-2. Sun Devils threatening here in the top of the first of our final game of the year. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a foul back to the screen. Just barely got a piece of it. A lot of pitches here in the first inning as the bat boy brings some more baseballs for the home plate umpire. Williams gets the sign from Trueblood, comes set. Now he's ready with a 1-2. Swinging a foul ball chopped off to the left side. Looked like it would have been low and in, but he fights it off on a close pitch. 1-2. Remains the count. Forty-fives winners last night, 6-0 over the Reading Tigers in our final game with the Reading Tigers on the season. That's a swing and a miss on a fastball up at the letters. He struck him out. Williams leaves the bases loaded and throws the scoreless top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here, Tiger Field. Colt 45's getting ready to take their at-bats at 0-0. Due up for your 45s. Top of the lineup, Mickey Meinhofer, the shortstop, will lead off. J.J. Hancock will bat second and play right field. Jake Taylor is at third base. He will bat third. Rest of your lineup looks like this. Sean Sutton, the cleanup man, at first base. Chandler Anderson in center will bat fifth. DJ Porter, the DH, in the sixth hole. Max Modeste batting seventh. He will play left field tonight. Zach Trueblood, former Enterprise Hornet, will catch and bat eighth. And Noah Ferguson, the former Shasta Wolf, now down at Butte College, will play second base and bat ninth. And they're going to come on and try and score off of Jordan Taylor on the game on Wednesday night against the Sun Devils. Taylor threw one inning of relief, allowed two hits, no runs charged to him, though he did allow three inherited base runners to score as he gave up two hits after he came in with the bases loaded. All those runs were charged to the starter, Akins. But Taylor, the starter here tonight, the left-hander will face right-handed hitting Mickey Meinhofer to start the frame. First pitch is high and away for a fastball, 1-0. Meinhofer pops that one up, now drifting towards foul territory. Might be playable, and it's going to be off the top of the visitor's dugout. One ball, one strike here on Mickey. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy. Give her a call at 949-1550 or check out MaryMcCurdy.com for a lot of her exclusive listings. And once you find that dream home, call John Whitmars from Access Mortgage at 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Meriden Access Mortgage. Help them put you in your dream home. That's a ground ball out to second by Meinhofer, 4-3 on the putout, and there's one down. So Meinhofer is retired. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock. One of our co-players of the game last night had three RBI, 1-for-3 with a single, also had a sack fly. He's got 22 RBI in 25 games now on the season. Our co-players of the game last night, J.J. Hancock and starting pitcher Dion Heron. Dion threw six shutout innings of three-hit ball. That's a line drive deep into the right center field. That's going to get down for extra bases. Hancock rounding first, headed towards second. Here comes the throw, and he's going to be in there with a stand-up double. And just like that, 45s are in business here. J.J. Hancock, wasting no time, puts one out in the gap in right center, and they've got a man in scoring position for Jake Taylor. Taylor leading the team in hitting .361 on the season, 30-for-83. Six home runs, 22 RBI. Both those numbers good for second on the team and first in batting average. So he's in the three hole tonight and a chance for an RBI early here in the first. Good speed out there at second in J.J. Hancock out of Washington State. First pitch is down low, just below the knees from Taylor. With a fastball, one ball, no strikes. Right-handed hitting Taylor in the three hole again after being in the same spot last night. 1-for-4 with a single against the Tigers last night. 1-0 pitch from Taylor. Swing and a miss from Taylor. So Taylor versus Taylor here. It's one ball, one strike, and one out in the bottom of the first. Really slowing the game down now with a runner on base. Here's a 1-1. That's a line drive down the first baseline. Foul. Was fair going over the bag, but hooked into foul territory with that side spin on it. Taylor misses an extra base hit by about a foot and a half. One ball, two strikes now. Shortstop shading toward the bag. Big hole on the left side for the right-handed hitting Taylor. Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Has a slider that doesn't quite get down. It's 2-2. Takes it up around the shoulders. Sutton on deck. He'd hit next. 10 RBI, 12 runs scored in 22 games for the Seattle University first baseman. Here's a 2-2 to Jake. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball up around the letters. That's the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the game for Jordan Taylor. And it'll be lefty versus lefty here with Sutton striding to the plate. Sutton not in the lineup last night. 0-for-4 with a walk on Wednesday against the Sun Devils. Two outs, runner on second now in the person of J.J. Hancock after a one-out double. Big hole on the right side as the second baseman now shades toward the bag. First pitch is grounded up the middle, snared by Taylor. Nice defensive play there by the pitcher. 1-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. One hit, no runs. We head to the top of the second. It's 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here, 0-0. Blake Williams getting ready to start his second inning of work. First pitch is the ball down low, 1-0. It's going to be 7, 8, 9 hitters here for the Sun Devils. Santiago Velarde, the third baseman, leads off. Left-handed hitter against Williams. That one is just a bit low as well, 2-0. It'll be Velarde, then first baseman Richie Borges, and right fielder Brian Hubert. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. It looks, sounded like a foul. Tipped that one into the glove. It's 2-1 now. Phenomenal crowd here at Tiger Field. We're in just the second inning of the final game of the year. Come down and join us here. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer long. This one's fouled back over our heads in the booth here. It's 2-2 now. So two good pitches there from Williams to fight back from 2-0 to get it to 2-2. Williams gets the sign. He winds and fires. That one's fouled out of play. Count remains 2-2 here. Velarde 1-for-3 in the game on Wednesday night with a single. Williams gets the sign from Trueblood. Here's the 2-2. Called strike three at the knees. He got him. Third strikeout already here. Through 1 2/3 for Williams. That'll bring up Richie Borges, the first baseman. Borges, the DH on Wednesday night, went 0-for-2 before being lifted for a pinch hitter. One out, nobody on now for Richie Borges, number 11. That one's down in the dirt for ball, 1-0. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit agent Mary McCurdy, her goal helping all of her clients with their real estate needs and finding their dream home. Give her a call at 949-1550 or check out marymccurdy.com for more, many of her exclusive listings. That one's up a high, 2-0 now. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage has all your mortgage financing needs covered. Once you find that dream home, call John at 945-9660. That's Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. 2-0 fastball, just a little bit low there, and it's 3-0 now on Borges. One out, nobody on. Here's the 3-0 pitch. And that one misses, so a four-pitch walk there. First base runner of the inning here is Borges, and that'll bring up Brian Hubert. Hubert out of Anderson High School. A couple high school seniors here. Santiago Velarde, the third baseman from Wairika High School. Hubert here from Anderson. And, of course, Jordan Akins, who made the final out of the first inning from Foothill. This one is out into right field, hanging up now for Hancock. He's going to come in and make the play. So one pitch, one out. Hubert flies out to number 9. And that'll bring up Mitchell Menz. He flew out his first time, 0 for 1. 6-3 victory for the 45s on Wednesday night against the Sun Devils. Menz went 1 for 3, 2 strikeouts, but that one was a big one, 2-run homer. He also drew 2 walks. He steps in here with a run around first and 2 down now, here in the top of the second. Williams fires low down in the dirt, 1-0. And that one's a strike of the knees with a fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike now. Top of the lineup here in Menz with a runner on first. Here's the 1-1 from Williams. Down in the dirt, it skips away from Trueblood, but he keeps it in front of him, so bounces out in front of the plate. Runner is going to stay put over there at first. 2 balls, 1 strike here. Williams faced 6 batters in the first, loaded the bases, but danced out of it with a strikeout to end the inning. This one is a chopper back to the mound. It's going to be a slowly hit ball. It's down the third base line now, and Williams is going to have no chance. He just takes a bite out of it, a swinging bunt there. It's going to be an infield single for Menz. Don't have to hit it hard, just hit it where they ain't. And they weren't down on the third base line there. It was about a foot inside the third base line. And Blake Williams, first one able to get there after it had bounced about 4 or 5 times. No chance and no throw. So we're runners on first and second now after a walk and a single. That'll bring up Tating. Ground ball out to short. Meinhofer is going to flip it to second. 6-4. Ferguson makes the play. And that'll end the inning. So 2 men stranded here. We head to the bottom of the second of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. Colt 45's taking their advance. It's a 0-0 tie against the Shasta County Sun Devils. Leading off, it's going to be Chandler Anderson, the center fielder. Third on the team in hitting, .354, 16 RBIs, 13 runs scored in 22 games. He was 2-for-4 last night. Scored a run, had an RBI. He steps in against White, swinging a miss on a slider that drops down below the zone. Good first pitch there from Jordan Taylor. Lefty versus righty here. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters for your 45s. Anderson, Porter, and Modest. That ball is way outside. Easy take there. 1-1. Chandler's had a strong last several weeks as he's got that average up to .354. Watches one outside, 2-1 now. That one misses below the knees, and it's 3-1 now. Be remiss if we didn't say thank you to some of the people that make Colt 45's baseball possible. Of course, everybody here at the ballpark from swing and a miss there. It's 3-2 on Anderson. Of course, announcer Denny Bregman, our scorekeepers, the Faskings, entire coaching staff, manager Greg Cataray, pitching coach Barrick Fasking. All the players and host families, of course. Here's a full count pitch to Anderson. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. And he's going to have to throw it down to first. 2-3 on the putout. And there's one down. Anderson is retired. That'll bring up DJ Porter, the DH. DJ 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk last night. DJ 2-for-3 last night, 3-for-5 the night before, so he's swinging a hot bat as we play the last game of the season here. One out, nobody on. First pitch here to DJ is fouled out of play. Into the stands here. Fan catches it behind his back against the fence. Nicely done over there. Count is 0-1. Taylor winds and fires. 0-1 pitches in there for a strike. 0-2. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit agent Mary McCurdy, helping you find your dream home. Go to marymccurdy.com or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you find the right spot, call John Whitmarsh at 945-9660 at Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. One ball, two strikes now on Porter. Taylor winds and fires. That is a hard hit ball to left field. Single for Porter. He smokes a line drive between shortstop and third base. A one-out hit for Porter, and that'll bring up Max Modeste. Stay hot, DJ Porter. Porter, one of our three walk-off hits this year, as 8 days apart, July 1st, July 9th, and then July 16th. We had walk-offs by DJ Porter, Mickey Meinhofer, and Sean Sutton. A lot of fun memories for this entire season here. Hard to believe we're already at the final game of the season. Here's Modeste, the left fielder, watches the fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Lefty versus lefty here, Taylor against Modeste. Modeste out of Seattle University, one of three Seattle University players all in the lineup here tonight. Taylor, Sutton, and Modeste. Here's the 0-1 pitch with Porter on first. Swing and a miss, a slider low and away, and he swung right through it. 0-2 on Max. Modeste with one home run, four RBI, 10 runs scored in 15 games. He's hitting 259. Big hole on the right side with Porter being held on at first. That's a fastball up and away, taken for a ball, 1-2 now. On deck, Zach Trueblood. Not in the lineup last night, but 1-for-2 with a run batted in and two walks. Also scored a run in that win on Wednesday night against these same Sun Devils. That's a slider down in the dirt in the right-handed hitter's batter's box. Easy take there from Modeste. Two and two now. That's a slowly hit ground ball out to short. They're going to flip to second to Porter. The long throw to first is not going to be in time. Modeste is going to beat it out. Fielder's choice. 6-4. Modeste replaces Porter there at first, and there's two down now. Get you some scores on your Bay Area teams. Giants drop the game 5-1 today to the Nationals. Jeff Samardzija drops to 9-8 on the season. Oakland in action against the Cubs, and in the second inning, they're already down 4-0 to Chicago. John Lester on the mound here for the Cubs tonight. Here's Trueblood now with runner on first and two down. That's a hard ground ball to short over to first base. And he's retired. That'll end the inning. So one runner stranded. We head to the top of the third of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here at Tiger Field, 0-0 in the final game of the season. The 45's taking on the Shasta County Sun Devils. Blake Williams is going to start his third inning of work here, and he'll be facing the heart of the lineup, 3-4-5 hitters for the Sun Devils. It's going to be Drew Battles, Jordan Taylor, and Connor Flaherty. Battles, the shortstop, struck out his first time, 0-1. Williams allowed just two hits so far through the first two innings. First pitch of the bat is a fastball up around the eyeballs, and he chases 0-1. A pitcher's best friend, a hitter who helps him out. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that one is fouled out of play. A fastball down at the knees that he just fouls back to the screen. Almost looked like a two-strike swing there. And now it is 0-2 on Battles. Williams with the sign. Now he kicks and fires. That's a little chopper down the third baseline. Slowly hit. Taylor's going to have to hurry. Comes up, makes the throw, and it's not going to be in time. Battles beats it out. Good speed there. And an infield single. Runner on first. Nobody out. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit agent Mary McCurdy. Her agent, her goal is to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. Passionate about working with her clients from start to finish, check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you find that perfect home, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Merit and the Access Mortgage. Proud sponsors here at Colt 45s here on KCNR. First pitch of the bat here to Jordan Taylor is blown away for a ball, 1-0. Taylor walked his first time before being stranded at second base. Here's a 1-0 pitch from Williams. Called strike there, fastball at the knees, 1-1. Williams, the Alturas native here, starting the final game of the year, his first start of the year, his 13th appearance overall. He's worked exclusively out of the bullpen until tonight, but he's had great numbers, a 2.01 ERA coming in, so why not? Line drive out there to second. Ferguson takes it on a bounce, 4-6. Three, they got him. Beautiful play there. And a heads-up play by Ferguson out there at second to let it drop. Runner at first was stuck waiting to see if he was going to catch it or not, but it ends up being a 4-6-3. Ferguson, Meinhofer, Sutton, double play. And there's two down now here for the number five hitter, left fielder Flaherty. He was hit by a pitch his first time, or rather he leaned into one nonetheless, a free 90 feet. In his first plate appearance. Drafts, nobody on. Williams winds and fires. That ball's in there for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch on the outside corner. 45's 29-15 on the year. For the win tonight, they'll have an even 2 out of 3 winning percentage. 667. That one's up high for the fastball. One ball, one strike now. Riding a 3-game winning streak. They'd love to end the season on a 4-game streak here and then close that one out. But that one's a bit high. 2-1 now. Capacity crowd and then some here. Standing room here at Tiger Field for the final game of the season. 2-1 from Williams. That's a fastball just a little bit high. 3-1 now. I want to thank everybody who's made a point to come out to the Colt 45s this year. Just $5 a ticket. We're in the top of the third. Still time to catch Colt 45's baseball here. Of course, we'll have every pitch as we have all season long here on KCNR 1460. Called strike there on 3-1. As Flaherty takes it, it's a full count now. It's been my great pleasure bringing you Colt 45's baseball here. If you've had half as much fun listening as I've had doing the games, and I've done my job. Here's a full count pitch now. Swing and a miss. And Williams strikes it out. Impressive inning there for Blake Williams. Three up, three down. And we head to the bottom of the third of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Gold and silver prices change daily. With a solid reputation for more than 30 years in the bullion and coin business, the Gold Mart will help with questions regarding investing in gold, silver, and platinum. Whether you're considering diversifying a large portion of your retirement portfolio or purchasing an ounce or two to start your nest egg, the Gold Mart has the knowledge and experience to make your experience pleasant, and the Gold Mart never charges fees or commissions on your transactions, so you're assured of professional help without any high-pressure sales gimmicks. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by and speak with our friendly staff at 1191 Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Square.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Noah Ferguson leading off here in the bottom of the third for the 45s. Going to be the 9-1-2 spots. Ferguson, Meinhofer, and Hancock. So the second baseman, shortstop, and right fielder in that order. First pitch here from Taylor is down low. Good take there from Ferguson. Nice ovation here for the former Shasta Wolf. Ferguson and Meinhofer will be the first two batters in. They combine for a nice double play, 4-6-3. In the last inning, and a line drive to left here, and Ferguson has a solid single to lead off the home half of the third. And he's been on an uptick offensively lately, not in the lineup last night. But he went 2-for-3 on Wednesday night against these same Sun Devils. Also drew a walk, scored a run, so. That'll bring up Meinhofer with a runner on first and nobody out. First pitch is fouled out of play on the right side. 0-1. So Ferguson with a single here, his 13th hit of the year. A 1 count on Meinhofer. Taylor gets the sign from Menz. Now he throws over to first. Ferguson is back without a slide. J.J. Hancock on deck. He would hit next. Taylor comes set. Here's the 0-1 to Meinhofer. That ball's foul down the right field line. Straightened it out a little bit, but still foul. 0-2. Cardinals shut out the Braves 1-0, as did the Astros over the Rangers 5-0. Tigers over the Mets 4-3. Nationals over your Giants 5-1. Pirates over the Reds 3-2. Rest of your games still in action, other than the Blue Jays over the Royals 4-3. Another throw over to first here. Ferguson is back. 0-2 count on Meinhofer here. Mickey's 0-1, a ground out in his first time up. Taylor fires. That's a slowly hit ground ball, a chopper to left. They're going to third base, 5-4 on the putout. It'll be a fielder's choice. So Meinhofer will place Ferguson over there at first. 5-4 on the fielder's choice. And that'll bring up J.J. Hancock. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy. MaryMcCurdy.com for many of her exclusive listings. Or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you find the right home, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Meriden Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of your Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Hancock down with a runner on first and one down. Watches a slider that's up and away. 1-0. Hancock doubled in the first, but did not advance past second base as he was stranded out there. It's one ball, no strikes. Big hole on the right side with Speedy Meinhofer over there at first. It's a slider. This one's in there for a strike as he drops it in at the knees on the inside corner. One ball, one strike, one out here. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. Still looking for our first run of the ballgame here in the bottom of the third. Throw over to first to check Meinhofer. He's back. Lefty versus lefty here. Didn't affect J.J. last time as he put a double out in the right center field gap. Another one here might result in a run. Swing and a miss on a fastball, and he did not get cheated there. It's 1-2. So some good deception here from the starter, Jordan Taylor, as he hides that ball a long time before it gets to the release point. And a nice, sharp, late break on his slider as well. So here's a 1-2 pitch. And there's that slider. It's a chopper out first. Coming up with it, and they try to flip it back to first now, and he's safe as the first baseman there came over to his right to field it, was looking to go to second to cut down the lead runner, Meinhofer. Couldn't get a grip on the ball. By the time he turned around to realize he only had his play at first base, Hancock had beaten it out, so that's probably going to be an E3. Meinhofer up to second, first and second now with one down for Jake Taylor. Taylor 0 for 1. He struck out his first time. So Taylor here steps in now. We're ready to go. The runners on first and second, one down. Good speed out there in Meinhofer and Hancock. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Of course, the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in Rio here start tonight. Women's national team already played their first game 2 days ago with a win. Women's soccer team, I should say. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Taylor. He watches the strike at the knees, 1-1. We'll have a full Olympic wrap-up for you on the NorCal Sports Hour, hosted by yours truly here on KCNR, Tuesdays at 6. Get your NorCal Sports Fix on KCNR. We do all things A's, Giants, Warriors, Kings, Niners, and Raiders, at least till they move to Las Vegas, then they're dead to me. That's a slider on the outside corner, but it misses, 2-1 now. And, of course, we cover all your 45s during the summer and all your high school standouts during the school year, getting ready for high school football coming up. I'll be on all the games here for you. The game of the week on Friday nights here on KCNR as well. 2-1 to Jake Taylor. He fouls that one back. Two balls, two strikes now. Taylor now tied for second on the team in RBI as with his three RBI performance last night. J.J. Hancock tied him with 22. Jake can put himself alone in that second spot again here with an RBI of Meinhofer, who's out at second with one down. 2-2, and the pitcher Taylor wants to reset the signs. He steps off. Now we're ready to go. He toes the rubber, comes set. The 2-2 pitch to Jake Taylor. And he chops it foul. Looks like a slider down below the knees. He just got a piece of it. Stand alive. Good pitcher's pitch there from Jordan Taylor, the starter. 45's trying to break through here in the bottom of the third. Still scoreless. That ball has popped out of play down the right side, giving chase to the first baseman, but he won't get there. Count remains 2-2. On deck is Sean Sutton. Grounded out his first time. He's 0-1. Nice breeze blowing in now from right field here. We're about to be under the lights here. Dusk fast approaching at Tiger Field here in the bottom of the third. Just past 8 o'clock here. And Taylor steps off the rubber. A little bit of a cat and mouse game going here as we're ready now for another 2-2. Now he's going to step off and motion towards second, but no throw. Pitcher comes, sat, now he's ready. Here's another 2-2 to Jake, and he swings and misses on a pitch down in the dirt, and they got him. Good pitcher's pitch there on a changeup. And Taylor is down on strikes. That'll bring up Sean Sutton. Grounded out 1-3 his last time. So two outs, runners on first and second for Sutton now. First pitch of the bat is a swing through. And they picked him off second base. Unbelievable. Great throw there by Mitchell Menz as Meinhopper with a big secondary lead after a swing and a miss by Sutton for strike one. The snap threw down to second. They picked him off. That'll end the inning, and that'll end the threat. We head to the top of the fourth now. Still scoreless. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fourth here, still scoreless in the final game of the year here. Colt 45 is taking on the Sun Devils of Shasta County. Blake Williams starting his fourth inning of work here. He's throwing three scoreless. First pitch is fouled away, out of play, as is the second one. It's going to be a quick 0-2 here. On Jordan Akins, a Foothill High School senior, or soon-to-be senior, I should say, going into his final year out there at Palisadro. He's 0-1. It's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters, Jordan Akins, Santiago Velarde out of Wairika High School, and Richie Borges, the first baseman, in that order. And he struck him out as Akins is down on strikes for the second time tonight. There's one down. That'll bring up Santiago Velarde. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. Passionate about working with her clients from start to finish, check out Mary's website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you find that perfect place, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Meriden, Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. First pitch is the ball, 1-0 here from Williams to Taylor. Pardon me, Velarde. Velarde struck out looking his first time. Second pitch, just foul, chopped it off the end of the bat behind the plate here. It's one ball, one strike now. Here's the 1-1 from Blake Williams. Up high, missed. The fastball, maybe a little bit in as well, 2-1. That ball is flown out to center field. Anderson giving chase and floating backward now towards the right center field gap. He'll make the play. Scored a fly out to number 8, and there's two down here. Counting his double play in the third, Williams is now retired. 5 straight hitters, or rather recorded 5 outs on the last 4 hitters. So with 2 outs and nobody on, it's going to be Richie Borges. Walked his first time. That one's fouled back to the screen. 0-1 now. Brian Hubert, the right fielder out of Anderson High School, would be next to the inning continue here. Here's the 0-1 from Williams. A little bit low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Standing room only crowd here at Tiger Field. Our biggest crowd of the year for the final game of the year. I want to thank everybody who made a point to come out and see Colt 45's baseball here this summer. Called strike there with a fastball at the belt. 1-2 now on Borges. Williams has been exclusively a reliever till tonight. This is 13th appearance, first start of the year. He's been impressive. And that's a called third strike, and that'll end the inning. 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 frame for Blake Williams. We head to the bottom of the fourth, still scoreless. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
4, 5, 6 hitters due up in the bottom of the fourth for the Colt 45s. It's going to be Sean Sutton, Chandler Anderson, and DJ Porter. Sutton, 0-1 with the ground out. He was left standing in the batter's box last inning. As a pickoff was the third out of the inning with runners on first and second. So he'll lead off here against the lefty. Jordan Taylor, slider. Stays up high, 1-0. Sutton, Anderson, Porter. Porter singled in the second, 1-for-1. That one bounces off the plate, 2-0 now, and Sutton's got a good hitter's count here. Update on your A's score. It's all Cubs in Oakland, 7-0. A's have mustered just one hit thus far off of John Lester. Dylan Overton getting knocked around there. This ball's down in the dirt. It's now 3-0 on Sutton. So both A's and Giants get a win last night. Looks like they're both on route to getting a loss here tonight, as the Giants have already dropped their game against Washington earlier today, 5-1. Jeff Samardzija drops to 9-8. This ball is down in the dirt, and it actually bounces in front of the plate in a 4-pitch walk to Sutton. Easiest 90 feet he'll ever get. That'll bring up Anderson, 0 for 1. Anderson at 349 on the season, good for third on the team. Hits one high to left field. He's going to hang up out there for Flaherty, and he's going to make the play, so that'll be the first out of the inning. Sutton retreats to first. Scored a fly out to number 7. There's one down. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Mary Agent Mary McCurdy, 949-1550 or marymccurdy.com for many of her exclusive listings. Mary wants to help you find your dream home, and once she does, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. Thanks to all our good friends over there for making baseball on the radio possible. First pitch here to DJ Porter is up above his eyes with a fastball, 1-0, easy to take there. Sutton on first with one down. Or the hot-hitting D.J. Porter. He's been a line-drive machine lately. Fouls that one back. Over the screen, it's 1-1 now. Absolutely perfect day for baseball here. Unseasonably cool for Redding in the first week of August. Me and several hundred of my closest friends here enjoying Cole 45's baseball in the shade. That's another line drive down the left field line. That's going to be a fair ball. Headed towards third and stopping now is going to be Sutton as the left fielder Flaherty got there in a hurry. But another rocket there from D.J. Porter. He's now 2 for 2 with two loud singles. Runners on first and second now with one down for Max Modest. Modest grounded into a fielder's choice his first time, 0 for 1. Left-handed hitting Modest steps in here against the lefty Taylor. With one down. Zach Trueblood in the on-deck circle now. Taylor gets a sign from Benz. Here's the first pitch, and Benz digs it out of the dirt here. 1-0 with a fastball at the shoe tops. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Modest. Middle infielder's a double play depth here with one down. Here's the 1-0. Up high, good take there, 2-0. That one right about at the letters. So Modest in the driver's seat here, 2-0, and we're going to have a meeting at the mound here between Mitchell Menz, the catcher, and Jordan Taylor, the pitcher. A festive atmosphere here is the smell of ribs wafting up toward me here from the grill down there. We got the Foothill and Redding distributing with great beer selection here. All beers $1 off tonight. It's fan appreciation night here at Tiger Field, just the bottom of the fourth. Still time to get down here and catch Colt 45's baseball before time runs out, our final game of the season. Here's a 2-0, and that one is on the outside corner. A plausible strike, perhaps, as that one looked perhaps low end outside, but nonetheless, it's 2-1 now. And a big pitch coming up here for Taylor. You don't want to go 3-1 on Modest. Here's the 2-1 now. Swinging and a miss. He got him to chase one down below the knees. It's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes now on Modest. Taylor kicks and fires. That one is outside, perhaps a bit low as well, and it'll be a full count. So 3-2 and one out here. We'll see if manager Greg Cattery wants to start the runners. Holes on the right and left side of the infield as the corner infielders toward the lines. Runners do go. Throw down to third, and that's ball four. So the throw a moot point as the bases are now loaded after the walk to Modest. And that'll bring up Zach Trueblood. Trueblood grounded out to short his first time, 0 for 1. We're going to have a meeting at the mound here among the entire infield and the manager. A right-hander warming up in the bullpen now for the Sun Devils. It's the 45 threatening here in the bottom of the fourth. One out and the bases loaded for Reading native former Enterprise Hornet Zach Trueblood. Now plays his college ball at Academy of the Art College. I want to say thank you to some of the people that make Cool 45's baseball possible. Of course, Carl and Linda Bott, owners of the station, who allowed me to and share my rookie year broadcasting here with you. Of course, thanks to them, my engineer Jared King back in the studio. Molly Kidd, who makes all the advertising happen here and wears many hats at KCNR. Of course, a big part of everything that goes on at the station over there. And everybody here at Tiger Field, from Rick Bassetti all the way on down to the volunteers who run the snack bar and the grill over there. Takes a lot of people to make Colt 45's baseball happen. We appreciate it, each and every one of them. First pitch here is ground ball to the left side. Third baseman's going to take it. 5-4, and no, he throws it into right field. It glances off the glove of the second baseman. It's going to stay put there. They're going to have a play at second now, and Trueblood's going to be cut down at second trying to advance. But two runs are going to score, as it was a chopper to third coming in and making the throw to second to try and get the double play. The ball glanced off the second baseman Aikens' glove and away towards first base, about halfway over to first base. Trueblood trying to take advantage, running from first to second, seeing everybody else had advanced, is thrown out at second. So a wild play there. Scoring on the play are Sutton and Porter from third and second, respectively. And it's 2-0 Reading. And here's Noah Ferguson. Noah Ferguson, who had a line shot to left for a single his first time, really come on here in the later games of the season as he watches a curveball down low there, and the ball is thrown past the pitcher, and it skips off the glove of the second baseman. Now Modest going to score from third, so some sloppy baseball here. Results in a free run there for the 45s as Modest scores on what it was likely going to be termed a throwing error there by the catcher, perhaps. Strange play. So Trueblood makes the second out of the inning. Ferguson watches Modest score on a strange defensive play there as the ball is kind of thrown around the infield a little bit. Once it skipped past the second baseman, Modest sprinted for home. No throw. So 3-0 now, 45s. And Ferguson's going to bat against the pitcher in the windup with two down and nobody on. This one's down in the dirt. It's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike on Ferguson here. Three runs home for the 45s. They've opened up the scoring here in the bottom of the fourth. This one's going to be popped up out of play over the visitor's bullpen there. It's going to be 1-2 now on Noah. One, two pitch is a slider that stays up high around the shoulders. It's 2-2 now. That one is fouled back to the screen. 2-2 remains the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch to Ferguson. That ball is fouled out of play down the left field line as he gets out in front of it a little bit. So if you're scoring at home, that play for Trueblood, he advanced to second. Or pardon me, advanced to first on a throwing error by number 5. So call it E5 on the at-bat by Trueblood. That one misses there. Now it's a full count on Ferguson. Good battle here with 2 outs and nobody on. 3 runs home here in the fourth. The pitch from Taylor. Called third strike, and Ferguson is the final out of the inning. But 3 runs home for the 45s. We head to the top of the fifth, 3-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here at Tiger Field. 45's leading 3-0. We've got a new pitcher for your Colt 45. It's going to be number 45, Clay Worthen. He relieves Blake Williams, so we can close the book on Williams. Four innings pitched, two walks, three hits, six strikeouts, zero runs. Not bad for your first start of the year. Making his 13th appearance on the year, first start, as he's worked exclusively out of the bullpen, but he acquits himself well here, four shutout innings, and he leaves with the lead, 3-0. Worthen will pitch the fifth here for the 45s. Leading off is going to be Hubert. Brian Hubert, the right fielder out of Anderson High School, is 0-for-1. This one's fouled out of play, and it's an 0-2 pitch. Fourth coming now. Worthen, out of Sac City College, headed to UC Davis as a transfer out of Fall River Mills, California. 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, and he got him. A three-pitch strikeout for Worthen, and there's one down. That'll bring up Mitchell Menz. He's 1-for-2 with a single. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy. Give her a call at 949-1550 or check out marymccurdy.com for many of her exclusive listings. Mary wants to help you find your dream home. And when you do, give John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage call 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Meriden and Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s on KCNR. First pitch is the ball here to Menz. Second one is also a bit high, 2-0. So Worthen with a strikes out the first man he faces here in the fifth. 2-0 count now on the leadoff hitter Menz. That one's in there for a strike in the outside corner, 2-1. Of course, every home game here all season long in the fifth inning of the 45s throw a scoreless fifth. It's called the Frozen Fifth. Dollar off selected ice cream for the rest of the inning. That ball is lined into center field. That's going to be a single for Menz. His second hit of the night, 2-for-3 now. So he put that one right back where it came from, up the middle. One out single. Brings up Dominic Tating. Tating singled in the first, hit into a fielder's choice in the second, 1-for-2. One out, runner on first, Sutton holding the runner on against a left-handed hitter, Tating. First pitch is a fastball up and away, 1-0. Tating steps out. Now he's ready to go. Worthen wasting no time. Comes set with a 1-0 pitch. He deals. Strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Good location in the fastball there from Clay Worthen. A couple other people we'd like to thank here at KCNR 1460. Of course, all the host families and all the actual families of the players. On a personal note, I'd love to say thank you to everybody out there who's left nice notes, emails, private messages on Twitter. Of course, come up and introduce yourself to me at some of the games here, some of the families who were able to make their way up here to Redding. An absolute outpouring of support and Appreciate every nice thing everybody's had to say here as I finish up my rookie year calling Colt 45's baseball. 2-2 as that one's fouled back to the screen. One out, runner on first here. And a 2-2 count. Worthen now gets a new baseball as that one took some abuse on its trip to the screen and on back down. Here's a 2-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss on a fastball down below the knees. Good pitch there. Got him to chase. And Tating is retired. Second strike out of the inning here for Worthen. Two outs, runner on first now for Battles. Battles struck out in the first, hit a single in the third, one for two. Worthen ready now, kicks and fires. First pitch is outside for a ball. Trueblood came up like he was going to fire down to first, but it was enough to scare the runner back. One ball, no strikes here. Under the lights now at Tiger Field as dusk is upon us. That one's down in the dirt, 2-0 now. Right at 8:30 here in beautiful Redding, California. Final game of the season, game number 45 for your Colt 45s. They go for their 30th win on the season. Here's the 2-0 pitch now to Battles. That one's fouled out of play. He reached down and grabbed that one, but sends it off into the parking lot down the right field line. Two balls, one strike now. 45 is riding a three-game winning streak at 29-15 on the season. They got the better of these same Sun Devils on Wednesday night, 6-3. That's a fly ball to right. Hancock drifting over toward the line. He takes about 10 feet into fair territory, and that'll end the inning. Scoreless frame for Worthen. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here, new pitcher for the Sun Devils. We'll get you that information as it becomes available. Do it for your hometown 45s. It's going to be the top of the lineup. Meinhoffer, Hancock, and Taylor. 45 sent six men to the plate, scoring three runs in the fourth. That's where we stand right now, 3-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal, helping all of her clients with their real estate needs and finding their dream home. Passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Mary's website is marymccurdy.com. Go there to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you find that dream home, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage, 945-9660, for all your mortgage financing needs. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s on the radio. That's Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage. Our thanks to them for their support of Colt 45s baseball here over the course of several different games. Game number 45 on the season. The last hurrah here. And a capacity crowd and then some at Tiger Field. We're in the bottom of the fifth. 45s leading 3-0. They threw a scoreless top of the fifth, otherwise known as the frozen fifth. Now a dollar off selected ice cream. and an impressive line at the snack bar to take advantage of that promotion. Pitches up high here, 1-0 to Meinhofer. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1 now, fastball at the knees. Meinhofer steps out to collect himself. Now we're going to have a meeting of the mound between Menz and the new pitcher. New baseball ready to go. It's a 1-1 count on Meinhofer. That ball is skied into shallow left. Going out is the shortstop. And he's going to make the play. A pop out to number 6, Meinhofer, the first out of the inning. So one out now, and that'll bring up Hancock. 1-for-2 with the double. He's also reached on an error. JJ out of Kennewick, Washington, over in the east side of the state, just about to the Idaho border. I want to say hi to everybody over there listening in the great Pacific Northwest on KCNR1460.com. That one's up high for a ball with a fastball, 1-0 at the letters. It'll be Hancock, then Taylor. Here's the 1-0. That one is up high as well, 2-0 now. Duo pitch to Hancock. He swings and hits that one very high over our heads here, over towards the snow cone machine. And that one is up and inside, nearly hit him there. It'll be 3-1 now. That's a ground ball out to second. 4-3 on the putout as Akins makes the play. Hancock is the second out of the inning. New pitcher is number 13, Ray Guerrero. Not in the lineup tonight to start. Went 1-for-4 starting at second base on Wednesday night in the 6-3 loss to the 45s. So Taylor goes 4 innings, gives up 3 runs. Two outs now for Taylor and nobody on. First pitch misses, 1-0. Jake 0-for-2 so far tonight. That one is very high with the fastball, 2-0 now. We mentioned the Shasta County Sun Devils, a Northern California All-Star team. Guerrero headed to Lassen College to play ball in the fall. And that's a ground ball through the left side, and Jake Taylor has a 2-out single. He's 1-for-3. That'll bring up Sutton. Sutton led off the fourth inning with a walk, came around to score the first run of the ballgame. 45s had put up 3 runs and six men to the plate in that 3-run fourth. First pitch here to Sutton is a slider that doesn't quite make it back over the plate, 1-0. So a two-out single for Taylor. He's now 1-for-3, and Sutton, who's 0-for-1 with a walk, steps in. The 1-0 pitch from Guerrero is up and away as well. 2-0 now. Sutton, all whack first baseman up there in Seattle U. The split this time between first base and DH here is manager Greg Catteray. Has not rolled out the same lineup two nights in a row, trying to get everybody at bats and keep everybody sharp. It's 2-0 now to Sutton. And that one's on the outside corner, 2-1 now. Should Sutton reach, Chandler Anderson would be next. He's 0-for-2. Guerrero checks the runner at first. Hancock stretches out a little more. Here's the 2-1 pitch now to Sutton. Up and away as well, so 3-1, a good hitter's count now, and he can afford to be very selected, look for a pitch and a location, and try and put a charge into one. Outfield playing him pretty much straight away. With a big hole on the right side, with Hancock being held on. Now a snap throw over to first. He dives back head first. Guerrero with a pretty quick move, especially for a right-handed pitcher. Now it comes set of the belt. Here's the pitch. 3-1. Runner goes. It's a hard hit ground ball to first, and it's going to kick off the first baseman, Jordan Taylor. Sutton's going to beat it out. All the way over to third goes Jake Taylor. And runners at first and third. As a smash by Sutton eats up the first baseman, Taylor. And a little bit of a two-out rally here now. As Anderson will have an RBI chance with a insurance run just 90 feet away. They're going to call that a single for Sutton. He's now 1-for-2 with a walk. And runners in the corners now for Anderson. Guerrero fires. That is a slider, stays high. 1-0. Anderson out of Park City, Utah, looking to add to that RBI total. He's got 16 on the season in 22 games. That ball is lined into center field. It's going to get down. That's an RBI. And it's 4-0 Redding. A nice piece of hitting there by Anderson. The center fielder caught it on a short hop out there. Dangerous plague. That ball skips by him. We're running for a while. But Jake Taylor scores. Sutton stops at second. And runners on first and second now for DJ Porter. 2-for-2 with two absolute smashes of singles to left field. As he's been locked in here. An RBI chance now with runners on first and second. That's a big cut and one foul back out of play. 0-1. Nobody warming down in the bullpen for the Sun Devils, so it's Guerrero's inning for the time being. Porter singled in the second and the fourth, came around to score the second run of the ballgame in the fourth. One home here for the 45s here in the fifth. It's 4-0, looking for more. That's a line drive down the right field line. It's going to hook foul. As DJ is absolutely locked in, he waited nicely there on a breaking ball. Just about put it in the right field corner, about 3 or 4 feet foul. And it's 0-2 now. Porter all the way up to 288. Watches a fastball outside, 1-2 now. Thirteen RBI, 21 runs scored on the campaign here for DJ. 1-2 pitch from Guerrero is down in the dirt. Good take there on a slider. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Porter second on the team in games played at bats. Tied for second in hits. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. And they're going to have to leave it be as the ball kicks away on the third base line. Only play would have been at first, but Porter hustling all the way will reach. So the bases are loaded now. So a strikeout, yeah, but he reaches. And that'll bring up a two-out, bases loaded chance here for Modeste. One run home already in the fifth. It's 4-0, 45s. Sutton at third. Anderson at second. DJ Porter, the DH, over there at first now. And Modeste, who has four RBIs and 10 runs scored in 15 games. Well, the home run here could double his RBI total. I'm sure he'd settle for a hit. That's a pitch down in the dirt with a changeup. Good take there on first pitch of the at-bat. It's 1-0. First inning here for Guerrero. And the 45s greet him rudely. They've already scored one. Looking to put up a crooked number here for the second inning in a row. They got three in the fourth. A 1-0 pitch is down in the dirt as well. This time with a fastball. And Modeste in the driver's seat now. Max is grounded into a fielder's choice and walked. That walk in the fourth inning, he came around to score the third run in that three-run fourth. 2-0 pitch. Called strike in the outside corner. Probably taken all the way there. It's 2-1. Crowd itching for a big hit here with the bases loaded in two down in the fifth. Guerrero in the windup now. Fires. That ball is lined down the right field line. Foul. Couldn't have been more than a foot and a half foul as Modeste barreled that one up over the first baseman's head. But it just hooks foul. And now we're having a T-shirt promotion here as we're tossing some cool 45 swag into the crowd here. 2-2 pitch on Modeste. That's a slowly hit ground ball to short. Going to be a long throw, and he got him. A tough play there, and nicely done at shortstop by Battle. 6-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. But one run home for the 45s makes it 4-0. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speed's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Clay Worthen going to start his second inning work here. He threw a 1-2-3 fifth, including two strikeouts. Pardon me, he did allow one base runner, but he did have two strikeouts and a flyout. Allowed one single here. As we start at the top of the sixth, it's 4-0. Reading Colt 45 is our final game of the season here. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters for the Sun Devils. Jordan Taylor, Connor Flaherty, and Jordan Akins. Worthen has the first pitch served into right center field. That's going to get down for a hit. Coming over is Anderson and covering a lot of ground as he throws it behind the runner at first. Some defensive changes here for the 45s as we try to get everybody in the game for the final game of the season. Looks like Jared Bertotti's over there at first. Austin LeBou's out at third. Zach Taylor out at short. Get you all the defensive changes as they become available here. First pitch here is a strike to Flaherty. So Taylor now is 1-for-2 with a hit by a pitch with a leadoff single. A strike there, and it's a quick 0-2 now on Flaherty. No outs, runner on first. The 0-2 pitch, a slider, and he did not get the call. A kind of a funny scene there as Flaherty started to walk back to the dugout about two steps, thinking he had watched strike three, but given a second chance here, 1-2 now. Worthen fires. That's when it's popped up. Looks like it's going to be out of play over the visitor's dugout there. Count remains 1-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Agent Mary McCurdy. Go to MaryMcCurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call 949-1550. Mary wants to help you find your dream home. And once you find it, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s on the radio. That's Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage. Swing and a miss on a strike down below the knees. Good slider there from Worthen. He swings and misses. First strike out of the inning. Three strikeouts here through 1 2/3 of relief for Worthen. Now bring up Jordan Akins. Second baseman watches the first pitch down low, 1-0. Akins 0-for-2 thus far with two strikeouts. Bertotti holding the runner on at first. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a challenge fastball. Reach back for that one. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Worthen gets the sign from Trueblood. Kicks and fires. That ball is fouled back out of play. It's 1-2 again. So Worthen with a 4-0 lead here. Just playing country hardball to get to two strikes. And then he's got all kinds of options here. Now on 1-2. And that one is an outside 2-2 now. Worthen now comes set. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Akins. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Second strike out of the inning. And with two down and runner on first, that'll bring up third baseman Santiago Velarde out of Wairika High School. He's 0-for-2. Been caught looking on strikes. He's also flown out to center. His last at-bat in the fourth inning here. He's got a runner on first and two down. Swing and a foul tip there as it's back behind the plate, 0-1. Left-handed hitting Velarde here against the righty Worthen. Worthen's allowed a single in each inning, but two strikeouts in each inning. Four strikeouts through 1-2/3 here. He came in tonight with 16 and 12 2/3, so right on par for him. That's a ground ball to first. Bertotti's going to take it himself, three unassisted. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the seventh now, or bottom of the sixth, pardon me. It's 4-0 Reading. You're listening to Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
there are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're back here at the bottom of the 6-4-0. Reading Colt 45 is in the lead here in our final game of the season. Zach Trueblood, Reading native, former Enterprise Hornet, going to lead off here. It'll be the 8-9-1 spots in the lineup. Trueblood, then Ferguson, then Mickey Meinhofer. Or rather, the number one spot, I believe Zach Taylor is coming defensively for Meinhofer. Trueblood 0 for 2 tonight. He's reached on an error and grounded out. Facing a new pitcher. We'll get you that information as it becomes available. One 0 pitch to Trueblood. He watches it in there just outside. 2-0 now. Dominic Tating has gone from center field to the pitcher, so he's now pitching number 6, left-hander Tating. Ready with a 2-0 here. And that ball is flied out to right by Trueblood. Scooting back now and making the play a couple steps in front of the track. Is the right fielder. There's one out. Score to fly out to number 9 for Trueblood. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merritt and agent Mary McCurdy. Go to MaryMcCurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. Mary wants to help you find your dream home, and once you do, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage, 945-9660, for all your mortgage financing needs. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s on KCNR. That's Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage. Noah Ferguson now steps in. 1-for-2 on the night. He singled in the third. First pitch is up around his eyes, 1-0 here. Tating kicks and fires. That's a slider down to the dirt. 2-0 now. Want to thank some of our other great sponsors here, Redding Kia, Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, Jersey Mike Subs, Redding Bank of Commerce, Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, Turtle Bay Exploration Park as well as Mighty Fine Foods, all making Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR 1460. Ferguson takes a 2-0 pitch and takes a mighty hack at it, fouls it back to the screen. It's 2-1 now. On deck it is Zach Taylor, so he came in defensively for Meinhofer in the fifth. He will be next. This is a slider on the outside corner, but high. 3-1 now, and a good hitter's count for Ferguson. Lefty Tating in the windup now, ready with a 3-1. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, and Ferguson did not get cheated there. It's full count now. Swinging from his shoes there. That was not a single swing, to say the least. It's 3-2 now. Tating's ready. He fires, and that's a slider, and he walked him. Good at bat there. Full count walk with one out, and Ferguson is on base for the second time tonight. That'll bring up Zach Taylor in his first at bat here. Came on defensively in the top of the sixth here for Meinhofer, so we can close the door on Mickey. 0-for-3 on the night. And we're worried about Mickey Meinhofer. He's played second. He's played short. He's been a phenomenal defensive player and one of the grittier guys on the team this year. It's been a privilege to watch him play out of Regis University, an El Dorado Hills, California native, and a Yankee fan, but we don't hold it against him. Best of luck to Mickey in all his future endeavors. both on the baseball field and otherwise. First pitch here to Taylor is high, 1-0. Swing and a miss on a fastball in the outside corner or towards the outside corner. Might have been a little bit outside. 1-1 now. On deck is Ryan Williams, so he's come in for Hancock as well as we try and cover as many players as we can here in the last game of the season. 45's leading 4-0. Here in the sixth, that's a slider that's in there for a strike. 1-2 now on Taylor. So that closes the book on Hancock, who goes 1-for-3 tonight with a double. Also reached on an error. He was our co-player of the game last night with 3 RBI. He finishes the season with 22, tied for second on the team. And that's a slider up high. 2-2 now on Zach Taylor. So JJ will head back up to Washington State after hitting close to 300 on the season. And playing some stellar outfield as well. That's a ground ball to first base. And it's going to kick off Taylor's glove. Headed towards third now as Ferguson, as he never stopped around second. And a throw, and they throw it away. He tried to throw it over to third. And that'll be 2 errors. So an E3 on the play, and then a throwing error as well, as Ferguson's going to come all the way around to score from first. And Zach Taylor all the way up to second base. So a wild play there. A run scored. It makes it 5-0. That's going to bring up Ryan Williams. But Williams in right field now, taking his first at bat of this game here. Runner on second, swing and a miss, and he did not get cheated there, 0-1. Williams leads the team in home runs with 7 and RBI and with 29. He also leads the team in games played and at bats. Run scored and hits. He's been a mainstay in the heart of the lineup for the 45s here, playing better than 2 out of every 3 games. Here's the 0-1 pitch now from Tating. Swing and a miss on a throw down to third, and they got him stealing third base. Zach Taylor is meat over at third. Nice snap throw there by Mitchell Menz, as Taylor is caught stealing. And there's 2 down now. The runner nowhere to be found. Base is empty and 2 down for Williams. Tating will go back to the windup. Here's the 0-2. That ball's driven out to right field and deep. That ball is headed back. And it's going to get over his head in right field and bounce off the wall. Taylor rounding second, headed towards third. And he's going to be in there with a stand-up triple. Williams going opposite field, flashing some impressive power there. A 2-out, nobody on, triple, and that'll bring up Austin LeBou. So LeBou, who came in defensively for Jake Taylor in the sixth as well, will take his first at bat. Here's Austin LeBou out of Cottonwood, California, former West Valley Eagle. Swing and a miss of the first pitch there, a slider on the outside corner. 0-1. Williams at third after a 2-out triple. 1 run already home here in the sixth. It's 5-0 45s here in the final game of the season. On deck is Jared Bertotti. LeBou watches one outside, 1-1. So Bertotti in for Sutton at first base. So Sutton ends up going 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored here tonight. LeBou hits a chopper down the third baseline, foul, 1-2. So that closes the door on Sutton, the all-whack first baseman out of Seattle University, who had one of our 3 walk-off wins this year. Back in July. Right, we've turned the page to August here already. Another chopper down the third baseline, foul here by LeBou as he's out in front of a breaking ball. It's still 1-2. And a farewell to Jake Taylor as well, who singled and scored in his final at bat as a 45, 1-for-3 on the night. He leaves the stat sheet at the top of the batting average ranks there. This is a ball down in the dirt that kicks away, but Williams going to stay put at third. Taylor finishes the season. Jake Taylor, that is. 31 for 86 and even 360. So right there with Ignacio Diaz, who's at 361. 2-2 count now on LeBoux. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a fastball up around the letters. That'll end the inning. Well, one more run home here makes it 5-0. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here at Tiger Field, top of the seventh. New pitcher for your Colt 45s as they lead 5-0. It's going to be left-hander Zach Morgan, former Enterprise Hornet, and Matt King, doppelganger. If he threw with his right hand and was about 10 years older, you'd swear he's the Giants' right-hander. But he's going to come in here and pitch the seventh, leading 5-0 here in the final game of the season here. A capacity crowd and more. Great outpouring of support here for the 45s on the final night of the season. It's going to be the lefty Zach Morgan pitching the seventh here for manager Greg Catteray. First pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Ignacio Diaz now in to do the catching. So Trueblood, his night is over as well, former Enterprise Hornet. Wrapping up his time here with the 45s this summer. That one down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Trueblood was 1-for-2 with a run and an RBI. Also walked twice. Reached base 3 times in 4 plate appearances 2 nights ago against these same Sun Devils. Wish him the best as well in his future baseball career. Here's the 2-1 pitch now. That last pitch was low as well. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Blew it right by him. It's the 5-6-7 hitters in the lineup. Guerrero is in there right now. And that's a fastball outside. So 3-2 now. Pardon me, it's the 8-9-1 hitters in the lineup, and he walked him on a full count pitch. So Guerrero draws a walk here. A very messy scorecard here, trying to get everybody at bats in the final game of the season. So runner on first now with nobody out. And here's Hibbard. He came in as a defensive replacement in the fifth for Hubert in right field. That's a fastball at the knees for a strike, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Meriden. Agent Mary McCurdy, her goal to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and help find their dream home. MaryMcCurdy.com for her exclusive listings or 949-1550. 0-1 pitch is fouled away, 0-2. And once you find the right spot, call John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Meriden Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of Colt 45s here on the radio. 0-2 count here on Hibbert. Morgan Deals. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. First strikeout of the game for Morgan. That'll bring up Mitchell Menz. He's 2 for 3, 2 singles in the second and the fifth, respectively. Batting right-handed here against the lefty Morgan. He's in the stretch now. He's ready. Checks the runner at first. Fastball up around the shoulders, 1-0. Bertotti holding the runner on at first out there. Big hole on the right side. One ball, one strike now as that one finds the zone. Morgan ready. Here's the 1-1. And a fastball just a bit high. 2-1 now. 45s leading 5-0 here in the top of the seventh. Trying to close the season on a four-game winning streak and finish 30-15 and even .667 winning percentage. That's a swing and a check swing. He tried to hold up, but he could not. 2-2 now. Good fastball there. Ties him up under the hands. Morgan gets the sign from Diaz. Now he checks the runner at first. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Second consecutive strikeout for Morgan. That'll bring up Tating. The pitcher started the game in center field. Morgan on the season making his ninth appearance on the year. Sixth appearance in relief. He's also made 3 starts. 16 strikeouts in 23 innings. And he's up in that average here tonight. First pitch is ball here to Tating, 1-0. That ball misses outside with the fastball, 2-0 now. Of course, you'd be remiss if we didn't mention some of our players who've already gone home for the rest of the year. Brian Torres, Torrey Ilka, Brett Beauvais, Jeff Ahern, Christian Straub among the players who actually did some pitching this year. This one's lined foul down the line. Torres, Torrey Ilka had just 1 inning of scoreless relief, as did DJ Porter, our lone 2 position players who got on the mound this year. Both gave up 1 hit and no runs in 1 inning for a perfect 0.00 ERA. Of course, Jonathan Alvarez, one of our catchers, already left as well, along with Andres Alburjas and Chase Larson, former Foothill Cougar. That's a line drive over the first baseman's head, Bertotti. That's going to be a single. The runner's going to hold up at second, though, as a phenomenal throw in right field by Ryan Williams. Keeps him at bay. Looked like, off the bat, that one would be a first to third situation, but good defense there keeps him at second. First and second now with 2 down. That'll bring up Drew Battles. Singled in the third. He's 1 for 3. He's also struck out and flown out. So Morgan now with runners on first and second, 2 down, is going to face the number 3 hitter. The shortstop Battles. First pitch is up high for ball, 1-0. Six hits, but no runs here for the Sun Devils thus far tonight. That one's a little bit low, 2-0. So just a bit high with the fastball, just a bit low with the second one. And it's 2-0. Runners not being held on here with a 5-0 lead. This one's down in the dirt. Knocking it down is Diaz, and a good job to keep it in front of him. Morgan got on top of that one a little bit too much. It's 3-0 now. That's a called strike in there now. It's 3-1. Hitters count 3-1. Morgan kicks and fires. That is a called strike 2 on the inside corner. Battles tried to jump out of the way. Pull the old Derek Jeter. Almost got hit by that pitch move, and it doesn't work quite as well for him as it does for the future Yankees Hall of Famer. It's 3-2 now. After the called strike, and he's got him picked off second, but nobody's over there at second. Morgan, who faked towards second. The runner was going on first movement there with full count and two outs. But Ferguson too far off second to warrant a throw. But both runners will get a head start here with three and two outs. Swinging a little nubber off the handle of the bat. Coming up is Ferguson, 4-3 on the putout. Nice play on the slow hit grounder by the former Shasta Wolf. 4-3 on the putout means there's three outs in the inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time here at Tiger Field. Our last seventh inning stretch of the year. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Imagination Playground has come to Turtle Bay. Imagination Playground is a block-based play system that inspires active, creative play for all ages. The big blue blocks will be out in the museum at special times for guests to let their creativity run wild. Plus, make sure to share photos of your inventions with us on Facebook. For more information about when you can create and play with our Imagination Playground building blocks, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the seventh here at Tiger Field, Jared Bertotti leading off here. And it looks like he might have got hit by the pitch, but no, it's a foul ball off his foot, I think. And it is 0-1 here. 45's leading 5-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Bertotti taking his first at bat of the inning here. Or first at bat of the game, I should say. He came on in a defensive replacement for Sean Sutton in the sixth. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Drops down below the knees there. 0-2. Bertotti hitting 304, one home run, 12 RBI in 29 games this year. Hits a deep fly to left field, but this one's going to be playable out there. And a couple steps in front of the track. He's the first out of the inning. Scored a fly out to number 7. And there's one out. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. 1-for-3 on the evening with a single. Chandler, part of the Pac-12 champion Utah Utes. Made a nice deep run in the College World Series this year. They actually took out number 1 overall seed Ole Miss. He's been one of our top performers here on the season as well, hitting over 354 coming in, 29 out of 82 on the night, or on the season coming in. So he's 30 for 85 overall right now. First pitch of the at bat is a called strike with a curveball there. 0-1. So Anderson at 353 right now. 16 RBI, 13 runs scored in 22 games. He's also stolen 5 bases, third on the team in that category. Count is 0-1 here. Swing and a miss. He foul tipped it into the glove. It's 0-2. Ready now with the 0-2 pitch. Tating fires. That's a curveball down in the dirt. Anderson holds up. It's 1-2 now. On deck is Porter. He's 2-for-3 on the night. He's also scored a run. Tating winds and fires. The 1-2 to Chandler Anderson. Fastball up and away. He takes 2-2 now. Here's the 2-2. Anderson smashes one up the middle. That's going to be a single with one out. Nice piece of hitting there. He waited on the breaking ball and hit a hard hit grounder right back up the middle. Second hit of the night, 2-for-4 tonight is Anderson. That'll bring up Porter. Singled and scored in the fourth, 2-for-3. Been on base all 3 times tonight is the one time they were able to get him out. He struck out but advanced to first on a ball that kicked away from the catcher, so. Anderson on first with one out. First pitch is on the outside corner here with a fastball, 0-1. On deck is Max Modeste. ...0-1 count. Tating checks the runner. The 0-1 pitch. And it's a snap throw down to first, and it sails into right field. The catcher trying to catch Anderson asleep over there at first, and Anderson's going to head all the way to the third. Here comes the throw. He's in there, saved. So a two-base error as Menz, the catcher, tried to throw behind Anderson, and it goes down the right field line. He's all the way over to third base now. That'll be an E2. And another insurance run here with the 45s leading 5-0 here in the bottom of the seventh is just 90 feet away with one down. So Porter now goes into RBI mode, looking for number 14 on the season here. The 1-1. That one is very high. Fastball up above his head. 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy wants to help you find your dream home. Go to MaryMcCurdy.com for many of her exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. And Access Mortgage, John Whitmarsh, for all your mortgage financing needs, 945-9660. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. 2-1 pitch is a slider down in the dirt. It's 3-1 now on Porter. Good hitters count here. We'll see if they give him anything to hit. Infield in. Tating in the windup. Here's the 3-1. And he swings and misses, or swings and fouled it back, pardon me. Might have swung at ball four there. Fastball up around the letters. It's 3-2. Selfishly, I'm kind of glad that he swung at that one because I like to watch DJ hit more than I like to watch him walk. Might see another rocket off the bat here on 3-2. He's swinging and a miss, and he swings through that one. Challenge fastball for the second out of the inning. Must have jinxed him there. Announcer's jinx. That one's on me. Two outs down, a runner on third for Max Modeste. Max walked and scored in the fourth. Grounded out to shortstop and hit into a fielder's choice as well. So 0-2 with a walk and a run scored here tonight. Looking for another RBI here. First pitch is a slider down low. 1-0. On deck is Diaz, the catcher. He came on defensively for True Blood in the sixth. That one is just a bit high. 2-0 now. Absolutely perfect night for baseball here. Our final game of the season. Bittersweet here for yours truly. Finishing up my rookie year here calling Colt 45's baseball for you. 2-0 pitch to Modeste, and he pops it up into shallow left. Out on the grass there is Battles now being called off by the left fielder. No, he's going to take it himself, so the shortstop will take it. It's a pop out to number six. That'll end the inning. Runner stranded at third, 45 still leading 5-0 headed to the top of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here, new pitcher for your Colt 45. This is going to be number 35, left-hander Andrew Arnold, the 6'4 lefty out of Santa Clara, California. Plays his college ball at Sac City College. He'll be the fourth pitcher of the night. 45's throwing a shutout here. Just six hits allowed in seven innings. Blake Williams started his first start of the year after 12 appearances out of the bullpen. He went four shutout innings of three-hit ball, just two walks, only five base runners against six strikeouts in four innings. Impressive start for Blake Williams. Clay Worthen came in through a scoreless fifth and sixth. Zach Morgan, the lefty, former Enterprise Hornet, threw a scoreless seventh, and now the lefty Andrew Arnold will pitch the eighth with a 45s up 5-0 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Properties by Merritt and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal, helping all of her clients with their real estate needs and finding their dream home. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings, or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you find that perfect home, call John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage at 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s on KCNR 1460. Our thanks to Mary McCurdy and John Whitmarsh for their support of Colt 45's baseball this summer. Our final two innings here, barring extra innings comeback, or comeback to force extra innings, I should say, by the Sun Devils. Andrew Arnold going to face the Sun Devils here in the eighth inning. Jordan Taylor is now over in left field. He started the game at pitcher, played first base as well. He's now in left field. First pitch from Arnold here is a strike, 0-1. Arnold making his team-leading 18th appearance on the year, a 2.48 ERA, just 7 earned runs in 25 and a third. 0-1 pitch is a slider, and it's a beauty, swinging right through it, and it's an 0-2 count. Arnold looks sharp here tonight. 28 strikeouts in 25 and a third, better than a strikeout an inning. He's 2-2 with two saves on the year. That's a little chopper up the middle. Heading over there at second, it's going to kick off the glove of Ferguson. That'll be an infield hit. Now they're going to call it an E4 here, so Taylor reaches for the third time tonight. He's walked and singled as well as hitting into a double play. So that's an E4 and the first base run of the inning here in the eighth. Here's Connor Flaherty. Started the game in left field. He's now at first base. As this box score and my scorecard will not be pretty, but the game's been enjoyable to watch here. Yours truly, Kyle DePore, bringing you a KCNR 1460s presentation of Colt 45's baseball. Game 45 of 45. Hard to believe. It's already August 5th, their final game of the season. First pitch is a fastball up high here, 1-0 from Arnold. Bertotti holding the runner on at first, big hole on the right side. The 1-0. And that one's fouled out of play, 1-1. And a credit to Arnold there is he came home with the pitch. The runner was scampering back towards first, thinking it was a pickoff throw. So a good deception there by the big left-hander. Arnold, a third of an inning last night. Pardon me, the night before last. In the ninth, before being relieved by Seth Kanin, who came in for his eighth save of the year. This one's fouled back by Flaherty to the screen. It's now 1-2. And the wave, or at least something resembling it, starting on the first base side. That's a line drive into left center field, or into center field, pardon me. Anderson comes on and cuts it off. And we got runners on first and second now after an error and a single. First and second with nobody out. And that's going to bring up Akins. So the right-handed hitting Akins steps in now. 5-0, 45s here, but two runners on and nobody out in the top of the eighth. That's a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. So your defense looks like this. LeBou now at third. Zach Taylor at short. Ferguson still out there at second. Bertotti now at first. Ignacio Diaz catching Ryan Williams in right. And your outfielder's still the same other than right field. You still got Anderson in center and Modeste in left. Swing and a miss there on a good breaking ball below the knees by Arnold. Having a flashback to last inning. 0-2 now on Akins. Arnold kicks and fires. That ball is popped up. Straight up the elevator shaft. Coming over and making the play in foul territory is going to be Bertotti. I'll pop out to number three, and there's one down. Now bring up Sergio Velarde. He's hit left-handed against all his previous adversaries. He'll bat right-handed here against the lefty Arnold. Velarde 0-for-3. He's struck out, flown out, and grounded out. taking his first at bat right-handed here. In the top of the eighth with one out and two on, being played slightly to pull by the outfield. First pitch is down in the dirt with a fastball below the knees, 1-0. Gets the sign from Diaz. Now he's come set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's down in the dirt as well, 2-0. Only a couple games still in action in the major leagues. Brewers and Diamondbacks tied 2-2. That's in the bottom of the ninth in Arizona. Cubs leading the A's 7-2 in the top of the eighth. That's in Oakland. Angels losing to the Mariners 6-4 in Seattle. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss there. Good fastball at the knees there from Arnold. 2-1. Red Sox leading the Dodgers 9-0 in the top of the eighth. Music to my ears. Phillies over the Padres 4-2. Rest of your games have all gone final. 2-1 pitch, that's just a bit low, perhaps. Maybe a bit outside as well. Very close pitch there. Arnold doesn't get it. It's 3-1 now. Big pitch coming up here. With one out and two on. Arnold ready. Here's the 3-1. And he walked him. That one's inside. And the bases are now loaded with one down. Taylor over to third. Flaherty up to second. After the walk to Velarde. So here's Ray Guerrero. Came in as a defensive replacement. He's taken one at bat and drawn a walk. So officially 0-0 with a walk and one plate appearance. Looks like a lefty warming down there in the bullpen for the 45s. Top of the eighth here. Runners on first and second. One down. Or pardon me. Bases loaded with one down. And that one is a fastball low. 1-0. Guerrero hitting left-handed against the lefty Morgan here. Infielders at normal depth. They'll straighten out for a run here. Fastball in the outside corner. Good pitch there from Arnold. 1-1. Arnold coming in tonight, 28 strikeouts against 18 walks in 25 innings. 1-1 pitch is a slowly hit ball down the right side, foul. He just taps it out to the right. Foul on first base side, about 5 feet from the plate. It's 1-2 now. Strikeout situation here for Arnold. One ball, two strikes. 45's got a 5-0 lead here, but the bases are loaded. With one down. Guerrero steps out now. Readjust the batting gloves. We're ready to go. Arnold toes the rubber. Gets a sign from Diaz. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-2. Outside with the fastball. 2-2 now. LeBou playing slightly in at third against the left-handed hitting Guerrero. Defending against a softly hit grounder to the left side. Here's a 2-2 now. Swing and a miss. He got him. Beautiful slider down in the dirt. And Guerrero swings right through it. That's the second out of the inning. First strike out of the game for Arnold. And there's two down now. There's Blake Hibbard. He came on as a pinch hitter, or pinch runner, pardon me. Let's try that one more time. Came on as a defensive replacement. He's 0-1, struck out his first time swinging in the seventh. Biggest at bat of the game here thus far for the Sun Devils. Bases loaded in two down. He offers at that one. No, he does not. He checks the swing, but it's a strike anyway. Fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. So Arnold made some quality pitches that last at bat in crunch time. And he steals strike one here. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball down low and a good take there by Hibbard. Good pitcher's pitch there. 1-1. That ball misses down low. 2-1 now. Fan appreciation night here at Tiger Field. Our final game of the season. 45s leading 5-0 here, going for their fourth consecutive win. Trying to close out the season on a four-game winning streak. That ball is down in the dirt. 3-1 now. Looks like lefty Seth Kanin down in the lineup in the bullpen there for the 45s. Number 18 has 8 saves on the year, including Tuesday night here against these same Sun Devils. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a challenge fastball, and we'll go full. Biggest pitch of the game coming up here for the Sun Devils thus far. They trail 5-0 here, but with the bases loaded and a full count, the runners will get a head start. Number 9 hitter Hibbard. Here's the payoff pitch. Ground ball to first base. Bertotti's going to take it himself, and that'll end the inning. So Arnold pitches out of trouble. At a bases loaded one-out jam, and he dances out of it. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's still 5-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Middle of the eighth inning here. Colt 45 is leading 5-0. We're giving away a barbecue smoker here. Been selling raffle tickets all season long. Giving away a barbecue smoker as well as a couple Giants tickets here. So it pays to be a fan of the 45s. In the hometown, bottom of the eighth, it's going to be Ignacio Diaz leading off, taking his first at bat of the game. He came in as a defensive replacement for Zach Trueblood. It'll be Diaz and then Ferguson and then Zach Taylor in the leadoff spot. He came in defensively as well, 0-for-1 at the plate for Zach Taylor. Diaz hitting .356, one home run, 8 RBI, 10 runs scored in 45 at-bats, 13 games. And that is a single in the left field is Diaz. Diaz leads off with a single here in his first at bat of the game. He's now hitting .369 on the season, actually .370. So he has now taken the lead as a leading hitter for the 45s this summer. Granted, in 14 games now, Jake Taylor in 27 games hit just under that. So here's Ferguson now, the runner on first. That's a ground ball to left side. That's going to be deep in the hole. It's short. And the ball is launched over. And it's going to get over the first baseman's head and out of play. So that'll be a throwing error there by the shortstop. It's going to be a single and a throwing error. So Ferguson with another hit. He's 2-for-3 tonight with a walk. Have a game, Noah Ferguson. Diaz all the way over to third. Ferguson in second, and with nobody out here, the 45 is threatening against the new pitcher, Jordan Flaherty. Flaherty started the game in left field. He's also played first base. That ball is bounced to the plate, knocked down by Menz. Good job there to keep it in front of him. Zach Taylor, 15 RBI on the season in 29 games. He can add to that total here with a hit or even with a ground out or a fly ball. Any number of ways to do so. Flaherty now in the windup with runners on second and third. That ball is in there for a strike at the knees, 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merritt and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal, helping all of her clients with their real estate needs, finding their dream home. Give her a call at 949-1550 or go to marymccurdy.com for her exclusive listings. Called strike there makes it 1-2. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage has all your mortgage financing needs covered. Give him a call at 945-9660. That's Properties by Merritt Access Mortgage. Have them help you put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s. 1-2, and that is a swing and a miss, and Taylor is retired and tagged out. So Taylor strikes out. He's 0-2. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. A triple in his lone at-bat. He came in as a defensive replacement in the six in right field for J.J. Hancock and hit an opposite field triple to the warning track that got off the wall on a bounce there. Runners on second and third with one down now for the powerful Williams. Swing and a miss, and that one's strike one. Williams, 262, 7 home runs, 29 RBI. He's also scored 26 times in 36 games coming into tonight. So that batting average slightly higher with that triple. It's 1-1 tonight. That ball misses high. One ball, one strike now, and a one out. Wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider there, low and away. Williams down 0-1-2 now. Austin LeBou on deck. He will hit next. And that one misses. It's 2-2 now. Likely the 45's final at-bats of the season here in the bottom of the eighth as they lead 5-0, trying to close out their 30th win of the season. That's a swing and a miss, and Williams is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Austin LeBou in his first at-bat here of the night. Came in relief of Jake Taylor over there at third base. The Cottonwood native with a chance for an RBI here. Runners on second and third and two down. He has three RBI and 8 runs scored in 20 games this year. Splitting time between third base and second base. He also played a couple innings at shortstop, if memory serves. He's been the DH a handful of times as well. First pitch is fouled back to the screen here, 0-1. Former West Valley Eagle here in Northern California. Flaherty in the windup. Now he's ready with the 0-1. He deals. And good take there by LeBou. It's down in the dirt, 1-1. Bertotti on deck. He's 0-1 on the night so far as well. Here's the 1-1 to Austin LeBou. And he checks his swing. They appeal out to second base, and yes, he did. So a swinging strike there. He's unable to hold up. It's 1-2 now. First base open, runners on second and third with two down. Here's the 1-2 pitch to LeBou. Swing and a miss. He got him below the knees, and that'll end the inning. So two runners left on, 45s head to the top of the ninth, leading 5-0 of what is likely the last half inning of the season. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. Likely our last half inning of the season here as it's 5-0 in the top of the ninth. The Shasta County Sun Devils are going to be facing off against Seth Kinnean, the strikeout machine. Number 18, the Corona California left-hander. A 5-9 fireballer comes in. And what is a fitting end to the season here, as he's got 8 saves on the season. This is a non-save situation here. He's making his 17th appearance on the year, second only to Andrew Arnold, who made his 18th appearance earlier tonight. In 22 innings, he's got 38 strikeouts. He's 1-1 with 8 saves, a 1.22 ERA. You got to see him use a microscope to find it. 3 earned runs in 22 innings, only 4 runs total, 14 hits. And 13 walks, 38 strikeouts against 13 walks, almost a 3-1 ratio for Seth Kinnean, the strikeout machine. It's 5-0 here. And it's going to be the top of the lineup. Mitchell Menz, the catcher, takes the ball low and in with a fastball, 1-0. It'll be Menz, Tating, and Battles. Menz 2-for-4 here tonight. He was 1-for-3 with 2 walks in the loss on Wednesday night. That's a called strike there with a fastball from Kinnean, 1-1. Kinnean winds and fires. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy, her goal helping all of her clients find their dream home, 949-1550 or marymccurdy.com for all of her exclusive listings. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Fouled back to the screen as well. Remains 1-2. Once you find that dream home, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. Another 1-2 pitch here from Kinnean, and that one is down low below the knees. 2-2 now. Men singled in the second and the fifth, struck out his last time in the seventh. He's also flown out, 2-for-4. This one is flown down the right field line, foul out of play towards the parking lot there. He tries to get that Volvo leaving early here. Count remains 2-2 here. Called third strike, and what else is new? A strikeout for Kinnean. This one looking. Menz is struck out for the second time in as many at-bats. One out now, and that'll bring up Tating. He started in center field. He's also pitched back in the outfield now again here. I've long since stopped trying to keep track of who's at what position. Called strike on the outside corner with a fastball there from Kinnean, 0-1, wasting no time. 0-1 pitch is hit up the middle. Ferguson out at second, takes it on 2 hops, 4-3 on the putout, and there's 2 down. And we're down to our final out here for this Sun Devils, barring a comeback for the ages here, it's going to be the fourth straight win and the 30th on the season for the 45s. Down to our final out of the season here. Hard to believe. It's that time already. It's been my great pleasure bringing you Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and getting to know so many of these great players and people affiliated with the 45s. My rookie year here. If you've enjoyed it half as much as I've enjoyed doing it, I count it a success. Slider there from Kinnean. Steals strike one. 0-1. Good pitch. Drops in at the knees. Drew battles the last hope here for the Sun Devils. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on another slider and a beauty. 0-2. And the crowd now rises to their feet, exhorting Kinnean to finish this season with an exclamation point. Swing and a foul ball down the right field line. Fastball fought off there by Battles. Count remains 0-2 here. And once again, they rise to their feet. Here's an 0-2 pitch down from Kinnean. Swing and a miss. He got him. That's the ball game, and that's the season. Kinnean ends the ninth inning with two strikeouts. What else is new? 45s end the season on a four-game winning streak. They get this one 5-0 over the visiting Shasta County Sun Devils. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45s baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
online.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money, and it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're back here at Tiger Field after the final game of the season. Colt 45's getting the win 5-0 tonight. They end the game, they end the season here on a four-game winning streak. Final record 30-15 for an even 2 out of 3 winning percentage there. And we're here with our co-player of the game, it's starter Blake Williams. And it took till the final game of the year to call you starter, Blake Williams. You made 12 appearances out of the bullpen here, getting your first start tonight. You come in, you throw 4 scoreless innings, two walks, 3 hits, 6 strikeouts. And I was joking with you before we started the interview here that you're a pitch-to-contact guy. In 22 innings, you got 16 strikeouts, and you come in here and you get 6 in 4 innings. Looked like you were feeling pretty good out there. Take us through the start here.
It's a young team that I was pitching against, and using my fastball, I knew I was pretty effective that way, so I wasn't using my off-speed, and I don't know, I just had more zip on my fastball today. I guess that's what it would be, and I don't know, I've been working a lot with my mechanics, like get that velocity, and I think that's what I had today, and it worked out, but I pitched against a young team, so...
And a 5-0 win here for the 45s. You finished the season with 26 and a third innings pitched. Just 5 earned runs for a sterling 1.72 ERA. You came into tonight with 12 relief appearances and a 2.01. Take nearly 3/10 of a run off your ERA there. You finish at 1.72 on the season, which I believe is like third on the team behind only Seth Canin and Kyle Martin. And perhaps Brett Bovee as well there. So you're in the top 4 in team on the ERA. You get to... I was asking you before we started here, do you get the win on 4 innings? Do we adhere to the pro rule where you have to go 5 innings? But hometown scorecard, I'm giving you the win here tonight with 4 shutout innings, just 5 base runners against 6 strikeouts as 5 pitchers combine to shut out the Sun Devils here tonight, 5-0. You went 4 shutout innings, Clay Worthen with 2 innings, Zach Morgan with 1, Andrew Arnold with 1, and Seth Canin shuts it down in the 9th. You've been a part of a great bullpen out there all year as we're looking at the ERAs here, over half the staff with an ERA under 3. You guys feel confident whenever you've got a lead late in the game, or even if it's a close game late in the game, that you guys are going to either keep it where it's at or keep the team competitive there. You guys have been strong all year. How much of that do you ascribe to playing for former pro reliever himself, Greg Catteray, here? What's it been like playing for a guy who's literally played at the highest level, part of the 88 American League Championship A's?
It's been great because he's helped us a lot with our mechanics and mentality while we're out there. And, you know, and we're all college kids, and a lot of us on the team as pitchers didn't pitch a lot when we were at our college. And that's why we're here, to get better. And we finally got our shot, and that's why we have that drive when we're out there. And Catteray has been a big help, and it's been great playing for him because he gave us the chance this summer.
Absolutely. That's right-hander Blake Williams getting his first start of the year. His 13th appearance ends the season with a sterling 1.72 ERA. So evidently, whatever he told you, it was working here, and he was strong here tonight. 6 strikeouts in 4 innings en route to the win. Thanks for coming on the show. A native of Alturas, California, plays his college ball down at Santa Rosa Community College down there, my old stomping grounds. I went to Sonoma State many, many years ago, long, long time ago. Oh, my gosh, seems like 100 years ago now. But, you get the win here tonight. You finished the season. You came into the game 2-0, so I'm giving you the win, even though you went 4 innings here tonight. 3-0 on the season with a 1.72 ERA. Thanks for coming on the show. Anybody you want to say hi to back up in Alturas or down at University?
I'm just going to say hi to my mom, Martha Williams. Thank you for watching. I know you're always watching when you're not here. And then Dad, if you're there listening too. And then my girlfriend. I don't know if you're listening right now, but I love you.
Absolutely. That's Blake Williams, your winning pitcher on the night out of Alturas, California, playing for the Northern California hometown Reading Colt 45s this year, getting the win tonight. Thanks for coming on the show. We're going to welcome in Noah Ferguson here, our co-player of the game here. Noah, 2-for-3 tonight, drew a walk, scored a run. It was a team effort here on offense. Noah, you went 2-for-3 tonight, drew a walk, scored a run here. It was a kind of a widely dispersed offensive output tonight as you guys score five runs on 10 hits. You ended up with two of those, scored a run, drew a walk, on base three times. You were 2-for-3 the last time we played these guys on Wednesday night. What is it about the Sun Devils that brings out the offense for you?
I played for them a couple of years ago, and so, you know, it kind of brings out a fire in me. And I know a lot of the guys, too, so we're just having fun out there. And, I'm just getting the pitches I want to hit, and I'm just making what's best of it.
Northern California Showcase here, as we had the Shasta County Sun Devils, which is basically like a high school all-star team here. A number of guys either from Foothill or Wairika headed to colleges next year. And so the 45s teaching them a lesson here tonight, 5-0. They got the win the other night, 7-1. We're here with Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, now plays his college ball down at Butte College, 2-for-3 tonight in the 9-hole. Good production there as just about everybody in the lineup was on base at least once. Almost everybody had at least one run scored, it seemed like, and nobody really kind of blew up tonight, but it was just a steady move the line here. You guys got three in the fourth and then one each in the fifth and the sixth, and played sterling defense. So what can you say about your starter, Blake Williams, tonight, getting his first start of the season? He's been in the bullpen all season, comes out and throws six strikeouts in four innings. Where have we been hiding that in the bullpen all season for?
You know, he came out, he did what he needed to do. Yeah, we all knew he could do it because coming out of the pen, he was solid. And, getting his first start, he really pounded the zone and trusted his defense at the beginning, and that really got him rolling with the strikeouts.
That's your co-player of the game, Noah Ferguson, here tonight, 2-for-3 with a run scored. Also drew a walk on base three times and four plate appearances, and some nice defense out there at second base there. In the third inning, you started a 4-6-3 double play on a smash. Now, was that one where it looked like you had to make a decision there whether to try and take it on the fly or go for the double play? The runner on first was dead to rights either way. He was kind of stranded in no man's land, but you decided to take it on a hop, and you and Meinhofer turn it over to Sutton, 4-6-3. Was that just a reaction play, or did you actually have time to think about that one?
I actually had time to think about that. I saw the ball in flight, and I saw the runner. He hesitated, so I knew if I got it on the ground, then I had plenty of time to go second. I didn't have to rush anything. And so it was kind of just a quick instinct, and it turned out for the best. Got a double play.
Lone double play of the night is Blake Williams pitched out of trouble in that inning, and just seven hits here and only four walks. For the just 11 base runners on the night, as the 45s used five pitchers to shut out the Shasta County Sun Devils. We're here with your co-player of the game, Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, now down at Butte College, 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk tonight. Hard to believe this season's already over. It's been a blast. We got to have two trips, one in June, one in July, over to Humboldt to get away from the heat here for a couple days at a time. But the 45s finished 30-15 on the season. What's the one thing you'll take away from this season, a memory or maybe a friendship you might have made or a relationship you might have forged here or rekindled here after you've been gone for a couple of years since you've played high school ball here? What do you take away from Colt 45's baseball in 2016?
You know, coming back, being able to play for the 45s, it's an honor. And I'll never forget these brothers that we came and played with us from all over. We all got pretty close, and I'll never forget the bonds we made this year.
A lot of fun. If it was half as much fun for you guys out there playing as it was for me calling the games, and I know it was worth it for everybody involved. Finishing up my rookie year here, announcing, I've had the good fortune to call a handful of games last year with one Nate Abarea. I feel the need to acknowledge Nate for giving me the friendly nudge to pursue this, one of the things that you never really entertain the idea that you might do. And my good friend Nate Abarea, I just feel compelled to say your name out there, buddy. I hope you're listening. Appreciate everything you've done for me personally as a friend and in the broadcasting game here. Of course, everybody at KCNR, Carl and Linda Bott, my engineer Jared King, Maddie Novelli, our intern this year, Molly Kidd, who does so many things at the radio station, makes my life so much easier and better as well. Everybody here at the park, and of course all the host families. I can't say enough about the host families here. You're a local, I know, so save a little money on the lodging there when we get the NorCal guys back. We got a couple of West Valley guys, a couple of Enterprise guys on the team here, some Shasta College and Simpson College guys as well, but guys from Hawaii all the way over to the East Coast, and our host families do such a phenomenal job making the sacrifice to make that possible for the Colt 45s here. Just want to acknowledge them one last time here. Want to thank our sponsors again for tonight. Redding Kia, your 2016 Drive of the Week is the 2016 Kia Soul. The drive of the game here was an RBI single by Chandler Anderson in the fifth. Again, the offense widely dispersed here. I like to wait for either an extra base hit for or a home run for the Kia drive of the game, which you know, sometimes it's just workmanlike, move them, everybody on the line, and get the runs, get the runners on, get them home, and that was the type of game it was here tonight. Final score, 5 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the 45s, no runs on 7 hits, and 7 errors for the Sun Devils here as the 45s finished the season on a 4-game winning streak. Thanks for coming on the show, Noah. Had a lot of fun watching you play this year, and best of luck in all your future endeavors.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be interviewed like this.
Absolutely. That's Noah Ferguson, your co-player of the game, 2 for 3 tonight with a run scored on base 3 times out of 4 plate appearances as the 45s win 5-0. Once again, I want to thank you, the listener out there, for sticking with us all 45 games on the season and sticking with me through my rookie season here on the radio. It's been an absolute blast for all of our sponsors. I want to thank everybody involved with Colt 45's baseball here at the stadium and on the radio, and everybody over for the Humboldt B-52s and the Humboldt Crabs who were so accommodating, letting me set up and call the games as a visitor over in their parks as well. Feel the need to acknowledge them as well. And, of course, everybody back at the station for my engineer, Jared King, who does all the real work while I sit here and just call it like I see it. And everybody at KCNR 1460. And, of course, most of all, you, the listener out there on KCNR 1460, and everybody all around America at KCNR1460.com listening live, streaming to every game here. Every game will be archived as well on KCNR1460.com. So if you've got a game or an interview that your player or your family member was featured in or did well or was able to interview, those should all be available on KCNR1460.com under the archive section as well. Once again, our final score here tonight, 5-0 Redding in the final game of the year. The 45s beat the Shasta County Sun Devils 5-0. I've been Kyle DeVore for my engineer, Jared King. I want to thank you once again for listening. We'll see you next year with more Colt 45s baseball here on KCNR 1460. Good night, everybody.
Worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business? Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
A Brooklyn man is laying claim being the first person to catch all 142 Pokemon available in the U.S.
That says impossible.
Why is it impossible?
I got Charmander, Fidget, Weedle, Caterpie, Meowth, Slowpoke, Squirtle, Mankey, Psyduck, Staryu, Voltorb, Zubat, Magikarp, Bellsprout, Snorlax, Pidgey, Rattata, Eevee, Kakuna. Coming to work, I got Goldeen, Jigglypuff, Krabby. Oh, no, that's the name of the Cumulus Media broadcast hierarchy. I'm sorry. I think those are the presidents of Cumulus. Pokemon Go is now at the Rio Olympics. That's the good news. People were getting there wondering why couldn't they find anybody, but now Pokemon Go ready to play at the Olympics. That is not a sidebar story. I do have my Olympic sidebar reports from Rio. I'm here now. It is really a beautiful day. Matt Lauer and I and Hoda and Meredith Vieira have been hot tubbing almost all week. And we just love it. We're just having the time of our lives. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Take all the negativity out of the Olympics. Forget about it. Because it is a spectacle and it all begins now. And here is my... do you have a tape recorder? We are recording my Olympic sidebar report brought to you by Visa. Is everywhere you want to be.
So what's up with this year's Olympic mascot? Well, I guess it's some kind of mixture of Brazilian animals. Well, you know what I think of when I hear Brazilian animal? Salma Hayek. Oh, I know that's right. Ooh-wee! Say what? Not Brazilian? Oh, she's not Brazilian. Well, hell, Morgan Freeman's not so smart after all. At least there's one thing I know for a fact. Street musicians are douchebags. Visa.
Well, okay.
Everywhere you want to be.
Hector, is that the one they're sending us for real?
Yes.
Seems odd.
Grandma's Olympic sidebar moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, first record has already been set in Rio de Janeiro, and that record, of course, was set ahead of the opening ceremony. 450,000 condoms were ordered for the athletes' village, the most ever. So that is a record that is set before the opening ceremony even goes. 10,500 competitors in Rio. 42 condoms apiece, even before Australia, Britain, and other nations ordered in extras. What?
They heard Selma Hayek was going to be there.
What? Well, it's good news because that's in my first report. 12,000 sex workers are visiting Brazil, and prostitution is legal in Brazil, but police are expected to crack down on the whores. Opportunity to make money for them to get their way of life changed. They hope that an athlete will take them away. Yeah. I got to keep the border like. Prostitution is legal in Brazil. Authorities going to crack down on Rio's famous sex trade no matter what. There is a whore in my story. Her name is Juliana. She's confident that this will not cause her or her colleagues many problems. Why should I worry about the police? She asked. They are among my clients. Girls in Brazil, this prostitution is accepted by everyone. It's easy to make money that way when life is tough for us. Expensive, and the economy is falling apart in Rio. Many, many girls do it here because it's the best way to earn fast money and often currency. That is great. The U.S. dollar is her favorite. All the girls I work with say, not me. I'm talking that whore's in the story. All the girls I work with are very excited about the Olympics. Selma Hayek! All the girls I work with are very excited about the Olympics. Maybe to find a way out of life like this with a boyfriend or a husband. I don't think so. Currently, she works 3 days a week with an average of 4 clients a day. This is the average day in a whore's life in Brazil is 12,000. 12,000 prostitutes are going to be hitting the streets. She says, the clients don't pay me to talk English, so my English is not a problem. They don't pay me to talk at all. Right on. Now you're talking. It's estimated there are 1 million people involved in the sex trade in Brazil. Brothels are easy to find because they're in the same streets as the Olympic officials and the visitors.
It's a nice mix.
Right. You don't have to go looking for them. They're all just there. Oh, there's a whore. How do you know the whores?
I guess. They advertise, I think. I mean,
how do they advertise?
What they wear, what they look like, how they move, how they groove.
So,
have you ever been to a brothel?
No, are you crazy?
I've been to one.
No, sir. And if I were, I wouldn't tell you right now on this show, but I wasn't. Yeah, I'll bet you were. That's why Buzz asked, and then you went no so fast. No, I wasn't. Yeah, right. Brothel. Well, brothel sounds like something from, you know, Game of Thrones.
Right.
It seems too old. Would you like a jug of wine, Mr. Kilman, with your whore?
The brothel.
Where can a man bend down for the night? I see Buzz rolling up on his donkey with his robe. Where can a man bed down for the evening? Oh, Mr. Kilman, good to see you again. Yeah, tie my donkey up over there. All right. She said, now back to the story, 12,000 prostitutes are hitting the streets of Brazil. And clients are crazy about women in Brazil. They just love them because they have a reputation for being some of the sexiest women in the world. Sometimes they tell me their fantasy, she says. One guy, a U.S. athlete, wanted her to make the bed area where they were making the love, to be the scene of a mortuary.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to have sex with women that pretend to be dead. Good thing I don't have that problem. What? Heck, you can edit this to make it tighter, right, when I send it to NBC.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, wow, they got a picture of her in this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hello. One story, she said, a local musician asked to play with a couple. He's a famous musician in Brazil. Was asked by a couple to play with the whore and the couple on the condition that the musician kept his eyes shut.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hey, man, let's say it was like, I don't know, somebody. Yeah, can you do me a favor? Can you play while we make love, but keep your eyes shut? People will do anything for money. That's what I'm learning. She charges Western clients and the athletes $100 an hour. She plans to ramp up her prices during the Olympics to make the most of her golden opportunity. It is estimated there are 1 million people involved in the sex trade in Brazil.
You have to believe that $100 in Brazil goes a long way.
That was before the Olympics, though.
Yeah, that was before the Olympics. Now she's going to ramp it up. Well, let's see if we can find out what a day in the life of a hooker is. This is my report. I am John Francis Brandmeier, reporting from Rio de Janeiro at the Summer Olympic Games. Roll the film now, Hector. Hit it.
A&L Educational Services present On Nature Unlimited Film, The Hooker. As you begin your day, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, and eating a hearty breakfast before school, the hooker is just finishing her day. This is Crystal. She's a hooker. And just as you would ask a friend to sleep over for the night, Crystal is asked to sleep over at many exciting places. Hotels, cars, trucks, motels, phony other exciting places. Don't worry, he's not hurting her. They're just playing.
Hookers wait for me. 12,000 if you're headed to Rio. 12,000 prostitutes are targeting visitors to the Summer Olympics. It's legal, don't worry about it. But now that you know they usually charge $100 and they're going to ramp it up to, you know, whatever, I want to see if I can get an athlete to come into the room while I make the love with his eyes shut. I wonder how much Michael Phelps would charge. His eyes shut.
Speaking of Michael Phelps, somebody reminded me yesterday that the fastest man in the world, the two fastest men in the world, the fastest man in the water, Michael Phelps, fastest man on land, Usain Bolt, both potheads.
First of all, naming that Insane Bolt.
Michael.
Insane Bolt. They're both potheads. Well, all right.
There you go.
Know my way around.
Just yeah, keep Buzz's report about the pot stuff in the report, too. Just tag that at the end or keep that in. Get it to NBC Universal now.
Hookers wait for me.
It's Johnny B.
Hey, this is Coral and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Norton Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Artwood and Playball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Richard Lewis.
It's great to see you.
Great seeing you.
I worship you, by the way. You're one of the greats in radio history.
Very
I mean
kind.
That. I don't need to stroke you anymore because I don't like to say the word stroke.
I don't even want to say the word stroke.
This is Johnny B.
All right, so they have one line that would be working if you want to dial in. Not the one that it will be when we move to the new studio next week. That testing begins. You could try 312-357-1103 if you need anything, if there's anything in your mind. 312. Hold on.
A catchy number.
Yeah, sure is. Rolls right off the tongue. This is the working number, apparently, as they switch the 844 toll-free number off to move it to another studio. 312-357-1103. That's that number. Nicolas Cage has been spotted in southern Indiana, and he just keeps showing up. And nobody knows what's going on. I think he's shooting a movie. Academy Award-winning actor Nicolas Cage has been hanging out in southern Indiana. And fans are starting to show photos of him all over on Facebook.
He's just looking for a movie to shoot.
He's got so many movies. There are so many movies. Oh, speaking of movies, the movie man joins us today. I cannot wait to hear what he says about the suicide. What's that called again? The
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Because I saw the trailer, and I know that they're getting the worst reviews I've ever seen. Ever. I mean, ever.
I know. It's amazing.
And I saw the trailer, and I don't like that kind of movie. I'm not really an action comic kind of a movie going guy. It looks awesome.
It
just looks amazing.
Especially the girl. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. No, I know. Yeah. Oh, what are you talking about, Margot Robbie?
Whatever the girl's name is. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see her in The Wolf of Wall Street?
I did see The Wolf of Wall Street.
And then you saw his blonde, yeah. Leonardo's wife.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my Lord. I'm just looking for these reviews. I'll get to those in a second, but hold on. Do these phones work? Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, Buzz. Hey, I just wanted to say the athletes going to Brazil,
yeah.
Hopefully they'll be able to get out of there with just a bad case of Diarrhea de Janeiro.
Diarrhea. I go to Rio. Kevin, you got yourself a little parody there. I go to Rio. Diarrhea. I go to Rio. I go to Diarrhea.
I go to Rio.
Diarrhea. I'm go to Rio. Yeah, because you heard about all the the women heading there, that could be some trouble. Hello, Cheryl. What's up? The phones do work. 312-357-1103. Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Cheryl.
How are you?
Good, baby.
I am calling to talk to you about the word Pokemon.
Yes. What am I? Am I saying it wrong?
You are. You keep saying Pokemon. And it's Pokemon.
I am such a dope.
I was going to tell him, but, you know, I just like to leave him flying in the wind.
I like the way Hector says it, though. He kind of says Pokemon.
Let me hear Hector. Hector, can you say, Hector, can you say Pokemon?
What do you want?
Irritable.
You know what we want, Cheryl. I want you to say, wait a minute, Pokemon. Am I saying
Pokemon.
It correctly?
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
That's it. See, listen to him.
But Cheryl, what am I? I'm getting diction lessons from Hector. I'm going backwards. Holy man.
You got it now, Pokemon.
Okay. What's the one? The Pokemon? Am I saying a Pokemon?
Yeah.
They got the. It's like
man.
A montage. Pokemon. Pokemon.
Yeah, that's it. Mon.
Pokemon. Pokemon.
Yeah.
Buzz, you say it. Quick, Buzz, you say
it. It's almost Jamaican. Yaman.
Yaman.
Pokemon.
It is.
Pokemon.
There you go.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, man.
That's
thank
all
you.
I called about. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Good to see you. The phone works. I like that. Hello. And line four sticks. Hello, John.
Hey there. You're wondering how to figure out who's the oars down in Rio.
Right.
They've got their credit card swipers on their belt buckles campuses.
Okay, John, I can't hear what you're saying. So, Gid, you're saying something about how did the Hoors get hung up? So, was it a joke?
A belt buckle.
Something about the belt buckle. I don't know how, what his joke was, but if you want to deliver some material, you got to get into the phone. Pokemon. 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 Okay, I got it. Pokemon. Now it's in my head forever. Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate that. Anyway, the movie Suicide Squad, the movie man comes up, and I can't wait to hear what he says.
What's up, lesbians?
Nicolas Cage, attention, attention. Nicolas Cage, if you're out there, Southern Indiana, he's in Indiana shooting a movie called Mom and Dad. According to Facebook, a lot of people said the movie's about two kids who escape into the wilderness with... after some strange mass hysteria turns their parents into violent attackers.
Huh.
So what, Nicolas Cage is a violent attacker?
No. I'm guessing he lives alone in the woods and helps the kids out.
Wow.
That's my movie.
That's all it takes to get Nicolas Cage in the film, though. You just dial him up. I got an idea. You be in the woods. Two kids are going to escape. You're going to find them, and then you're going to help them. Okay, I'm in. I'm in. I really enjoy Nicolas Cage. He's just, to me, he's just his own man. I really like him.
Well, he's fantastic, and he just made a ton of terrible movies because he was broke. I mean, he ran out of money. I mean, he was really broke. It was a big story in all the tabloids, and he just started making crappy movies, and he can't stop.
Okay. Nicholas, that's Buzz Kilman. If you're,
I love him. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I love the guy.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. This is, and you people out there, you know, think about this yourself. When you're in a situation where you're offered millions, and I'm talking millions of dollars, how far does that artistic integrity carry you?
Yeah.
You know what? If I make, and I think this is in Hollywood, if you make one good movie, that lasts. For your career arc, maybe 3-4 years, make one good movie. Then you get to make 3 crappy ones. Then you got to make another good one. I mean, that's the arc.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Will Smith, how many bad movies has Will Smith made?
He's made a couple.
Wait, hold on. I'll show you. Hold on. Okay.
I didn't see Concussion.
Did you see?
How was that?
Here's some Will Smith. Here's some Will Smith movies. 7 Pounds. That was great.
I heard. Oh, I didn't see that, but. It was about a baby, right?
No.
7 pounds of what?
7 pounds. You got to watch it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Right now, we'll wait. Go on.
7 pounds.
Yeah, that's the one with the texting in it where his wife is texting, and then she flips. I said, if you watch that movie, you would never text and drive in your life. Never. Never.
Oh, then she...
crash. There's not even the word for it. Maybe the greatest/worst crash scene I have ever
really?
Seen. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's horrible.
See, I'm going to see him just for that.
It's horrible. Okay. After Earth, Winter's Tale, Where the Day Takes You, Bad Boys 2, Made in America, The Ledger of Bagger Vance, Wild Wild West, Shark Tale.
Wild Wild West was one of the worst movies yeah. I have ever seen.
Will Smith movies ranked right. worst to best. The best is 7 pounds. After Earth's okay. Winter's Tale, they say, is okay. This is in the Hollywood Reporter today. Bad Boys, Focus, Men in Black 2. Let's see what the worst one is. Hold on.
I like the Men in Black movies.
Oh, no. The worst, they say, is 7 pounds. Wait, that's ridiculous. Men in Black. Ali, he was great in Ali. Oh, because you love Ali
that's
and you right. think he's not. No one can be Ali.
That's right. No one can be Ali but Ali.
Hancock playing an alcoholic bum with superhero powers.
Uh-huh. You know, I've avoided all these movies.
Yes. 6 Degrees of Separation.
I've avoided that. All of them.
Pursuit of Happiness. Men in Black 97. Those are Will Smith. Will Smith is in Suicide Pack. And everyone's ripping it. Nicolas Cage, however, is running around out there in Indiana. He's also starring in the upcoming... Oh, this is going... Nicolas Cage is also starring in the upcoming USS Indianapolis Men of Courage. Now, you know what that's based on?
No.
The guys that the U.S. in Indianapolis went down in the waters and stayed there for a... I mean, I don't have the details on it, but they could hear the sharks just taking their fellow comrades away from them, one by one, and they just floated in the water, and these sharks just got... Oh, my God.
Where do you know this story?
I don't
know.
I read it.
You don't read.
Yeah, I do. Well, I mean, Hector reads to me, but I'm still hear it. Hector, didn't you read me one time we were somewhere, and you were reading me the U.S. Indianapolis?
Yeah,
that was great.
Because, you know, the name...
Because you do.
You don't read.
I read today. I read that the Navy has dropped their blue camouflage uniforms that they because somebody pointed out that a blue camouflage uniform only hides you if you're underwater.
A blue camouflage uniform. Right, yeah, yeah. You blend in with the water. That makes sense. That makes sense. USS Indianapolis. Gino, find out what that movie's about, but that's what I think it's about. It's the scare. I'm telling you. There was an excerpt from the book. I probably read excerpts in the New York Times or somewhere. And it was the most frightening thing I've ever read. So if that movie... And Nicolas Cage is in that movie. Jeez. And, you know, really, when he wants
to... Well, now, is that the same incident that they talk about in Jaws when Robert Shaw talks about how he got stranded in the water and the sharks circled him and they picked him off one by one? I think that was the story of Indianapolis.
Why is Gino, I hear you coughing or something. What are you doing? What do you want?
I'm not doing anything.
I just heard you going thank you to somebody.
Well, I thank everybody.
Let me tell you something. I'm the only one that thanks. You know what? Let's get it out right now. I'm the only one that thanks that sweet Rebecca, the one that cleans the toilet here every day, that beautiful woman that comes in here and has to go through the horrible toilet as we get to ready to get out of this building. I thank her every time I see her, and you never thank her.
I gave her a sponge.
Sponge bath.
What do you mean? This is the sweetest woman. And Rebecca, I don't know if you can hear it in the hallway. She's so nice. And everybody says, Rebecca, should I wait for you to get done? And should I wait? Should I go? I'm going to go in now. Can I go in? Yeah. And she goes, it's finished now. I wait till she cleans it up, and then I move in. Because everyone around here, you know what? This is the last day. Can you imagine what they're going to do to this building on the last day? No one's going to flush. No one's going to throw toilet paper around.
It's going to be like those old Vegas casinos when they just implode.
The fall of the Saigon. Everybody just taking off.
We respect each other.
Huh? Well, thank you, Rebecca. She was great. If you see Rebecca Hector out there, tell her I want to thank her right now on the air for all her hard work.
All right.
Go find her.
No.
Come on.
She's busy.
All right.
This is a recording.
Our Clarksville, Indiana location had a very special visitor, says this dentist. And then there's a picture of Nicolas Cage with a Mickey Mouse shirt on and a big flop hat.
At the dentist's office?
Yeah, looks like he was walking around. This one said, I met Nicolas Cage on the plane on the way to Indiana, and he had a giant flop hat again and giant sunglasses. And then this guy, Kevin, tweets out, okay, so why is Nicolas Cage at the Toys R Us in Clarksville, Indiana? And then again, with the giant flop hat, and there he is, Academy Award-winning actor Nicolas Cage. He's out there doing a new movie called Mom and Dad, and he's starring in the upcoming movie, USS Indianapolis. Gino, find out what that is. Am I right about that movie, USS Indianapolis, or not?
Yes, Men of Courage. Yes, that's it.
Is it about the ship that was bombed and all the guys just died one after the other in the waters?
Yes, in the Philippines, I believe.
All right, what? I'm going to see it.
Johnny didn't read that. He just, he just made it up.
Well, I'm sure that's Robert Shaw delivers a fantastic monologue about that.
I'm not going to tie this into Jaws.
Okay.
Just not going to.
I was going to say, there's a great sound there.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Okay. Hey, Nick Cage, we love you, man. You come back anytime.
Boy, he looks weird, doesn't he?
Looks weird, but he's Nicolas Cage, man. He's a kinetic actor. He gets into it. You know what he says.
It's actually quite liberating. I'm a very kinetic actor. I like to move. So.
That's right. He's a kinetic actor.
It's actually quite liberating. I'm a very kinetic actor. I like to move. So I was able to go inward and rely on my imagination to try to recreate in some small way what John's experience might have been like.
Thank you. All right, we do have a phone line that does work, 312-357-1103. That works for now. That won't be the real number next week, 312-357-1103. Voicemail 866 remains JBV Mail.
Hey, Johnny, I know how Nicolas Cage was able to look inward. He stuck his head up his ass.
All right. Thank you. A harrowing true story of the crew of the USS Indianapolis stranded in the Philippine Sea for 5 days after delivering the atomic weapons that would end World War II.
That's karma.
I was thinking that. As they awaited rescue, they endured thirst, hunger, and relentless shark attacks. It's a really good read, I'm telling you. So if the movie's with Nicolas Cage in it, maybe it will be good. We find out what the movie man thinks of Suicide Squad and the movie Nine Lives. Buzz, with Kevin Spacey as a cat.
Excellent.
And it's not animated.
Oh, really?
No, he's a real cat. He turns into a cat, and guess who turns him into a cat? Christopher Walken.
As it should be.
Christopher Walken turns Kevin Spacey into a cat. We'll hear all that coming up. All right. Commercial?
Just don't.
No, seriously, don't.
You don't care. Just don't do it.
What's the point? Don't.
Don't go see Nicolas Cage movies.
Don't. Out of the question.
The Wicker Man?
One of the biggest financial disasters in American history.
Face Off?
I mean, I liked Face Off.
Really?
But I didn't graduate college either.
Con Air?
Gone in 60 seconds?
Hey, if you want to go and sit down in a theater and you like in your pants.
That's a possibility.
If you support feline leukemia.
Bleeding out of your eyes.
Or if you're like terminally ill.
Nick Cage.
I mean, did you see Next?
I don't even know what the that is.
It's ridiculous.
Bangkok Dangerous?
That sounds like a t-shirt company to me.
You know.
All right. I think you guys are being harsh. I think that ad is harsh. Hello, Eugene. Go ahead, please.
Buzz, you were right. Robert Shaw did speak about the USS Indianapolis.
Thank you for the support.
They delivered what the USS Indianapolis delivered was the atomic bomb. And they had no radio contact. So when they got hit, they couldn't SOS. And exactly what you said about the guys in the water, shark just ate them one by one. Yeah, that's pretty gruesome.
Pretty gruesome. Right on, Eugene. You know what I'd like to hear? I'd like to hear Morgan Freeman do the Jaws theme, if I could. Morgan Freeman doing the Jaws theme.
Donald. Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-through worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American made.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo. Which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want, anywhere you want, the way you want. Subscribe to the podcast at brandmeiershow.com.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like my skull's on fire, but I'm good.
Yeah, you know, I wake up often feeling like my skull's on fire.
I feel like my skull's on fire, but I'm good.
That's a great line. Someone I work with told me it was a cheesy line. I said, you're wrong. It's a great line.
It is, because it's not like, I feel like my skull's on fire, man. It's just very, you know, you get out and you just kind of throw it away.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes people say these things as a plea for attention.
That's right. Nicolas Cage, you didn't carry Love Ghost Rider. I feel like my skull's on fire.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like my skull's on fire, but I'm good.
Yeah.
He was riding on a motorcycle and his head went on fire. It's awesome. Nothing to do with Jaws. You want to hear a scene from Jaws?
Sure.
All right, here's the scene you were talking about. By the way, the book I read, and I read the book, was Fatal Voyage, The Sinking of the USS Indianapolis by Dan Kurtzman. Read it and you will cry.
And what prompted you to, of all the books?
Because I love war movies and I love war books. I don't like war, but I like reading about it. But I don't like, I mean, I can tell you right now, I can almost recite Platoon for you. I got fear in my heart from watching Charlie Sheen in the jungle, watching the Viet Cong walk past him. So anyone who's in the war, I have great respect for people who do that. And I like to read about it in the comfort of my own laptop. But I'm not going anywhere near it. No time for Jaws, Steve. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah. I'm good. I feel like my skull's on fire. But...
Jonathan Brandmeier.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Boss. Authorities have found two more homes that were destroyed by a wildfire in western Montana. Ravalli County Undersheriff Steve Holton says 16 homes and dozens of buildings have been lost to the roaring line of fire.
The count right now, and I think it's pretty accurate, is 49 outbuildings and garages and barns and things like that.
Holton says 200 to 300 homes have been evacuated and residents in other homes have been told to be ready to leave.
We do a three-stage evacuation alert down here. Stage one is an alert and warning, and the vast majority of those now are just in that alert and warning stage.
The fire, which has burned more than 12 square miles, is 15% contained. After holding out for nearly a week, Donald Trump has finally endorsed House Speaker Paul Ryan. It came at a rally in the lawmaker's home, state of Wisconsin, Friday. At a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, Trump says Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton should not be elected president.
Unstable Hillary Clinton lacks the judgment, temperament,